In a world where Togu fans are easy and the wrong figure arts are released for retail, three man children stand not quite shoulder to shoulder with their trusty spray can at their side, united across timelines and space against the congealed, grimdark 90s inspired hordes. Shuku and Shinobi, Dossum Rider, Jedi Mon, Aerosol. Their mission, to bring you the latest Togu news in the craziest way possible. Riders, Rangers, and Rambles Season 4. If you don't listen to this show, you don't know anything about Tokusatsu.
Hello, welcome to our Season 4, Episode 5.
53 Shades of Grey.
Thank you. I get it.
It was a collaborative effort.
Yes, it was.
Came up with it all by ourselves. It was very fun.
During our 10-hour talk session during E3. It was closer to 11 hours, actually. Yeah, I think that was like 11 hours of Dossum Rider. I was about ready to kill myself.
I see how it is. I thought you left me at one point.
You just left to go take the show.
Yeah, because I thought you just went and go wake up Kat, because she kept like, let's go shopping! Let's go shopping! EA comes on.
Right.
Go somewhere, I'll be right back. I thought you guys just went to Medra and left me.
I have a penis.
To see Jorge without me?
That's devastating. Jorge, power sombrero.
Okay, so, one-ups?
Onesies!
That hasn't been said in a while, damn.
That's because I've been dead for a while.
Yeah. I'm supposed to be talking. I got
a penis.
A bunch of rings, some dinosaur Sentai related Jidenchi.
Yeah, Oki's handling that for me.
And I got my Oki box and my Ami Ami box because they're the same box.
The same box?
Can't prove that.
So identity blow. I finally got the Kyoryu gold stuff. After like forever. So I'm apparently also clinically depressed, according to my viewers, and...
You're clinically depressed? Are you gonna commit suicide?
Apparently.
Please say yes.
Because apparently I don't have enthusiasm for the things I purchase anymore, which is half true.
I didn't know you ever had enthusiasm for the things you purchase.
Well...
Where did it go, Shuki? Did you put it in your pants and lose it?
I ate it.
I believe that. That's what happens when you have all that popcorn. Stuff just falls into it and you eat it with the popcorn and you can't get it back. Apparently your happiness fell in there too.
Yeah. That was sad. Mm. But, yeah, so that's all here and stuff. I just finished Valsparrow, which I will start later. So he's pretty neat. Lots of figure arts and stuff I haven't opened
yet. That just made my head hurt.
So yeah, I just lots and lots of toys.
It's like lots trains,
and lots of ball sacks.
Big toys, little toys.
Big balls, little balls. Yep.
Tiny woman hands.
It's my turn?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, there's no need for attitude, Ryan.
Yes, there is. There's always need for attitude.
Let's see. I got my Oki box. I actually got it E3 day, but I was too brizzy. I was too brizzy having the 10-hour talk session, so I actually didn't get to open that until yesterday, actually. It had the Deckranger girls, Negadeno, and Camo, Verde. And those are all pretty neat. I enjoy those figures. No penis in it. They forgot the blue dildo, but you can only get that exclusively through Steak and Shake. I got Animal Crossing on release day and just started it, well, technically yesterday, so that's fun.
So you've been boring yourself for days? That's fun.
It's the most boring fun you'll ever have, and I wanted to taste the sweet nectar of Brian's fruit, but he sold it all, so.
That sounds really dirty.
That's how it happens.
Scared.
That's how it happens, so I have to wait for another day for his fruit to regrow.
Oh my god.
It's
a dirty show.
But anyway, I really like that game, so it's fun.
Sorry, parents.
But other than that, not too much. Just that's the only thing that's really on its way to me. There hasn't been really any finds or anything. I've just been kind of playing that and watching my The Office, Parks and Rec, and Community. So the usual.
China.
Next.
It's my turn. I'm alive. That's a thing.
Later he won't be.
I might die.
We were setting up a murder mystery early that we'll not even address later.
Okay, well, I'll still love Charizard when I'm dead, so that's cool. But anyway, so I got my Ami box. That's awesome. It has things that Brian had in his. I'm still waiting for Oki to figure out where I am and who I am and what the hell's going on. But, because I don't even know if he knows anymore. Because he just has money of mine and stuff. And he hasn't sent it. I don't think he knows what he's doing at the moment with me. But that's whatever. What else? That house thing that went through. I get to sign a bunch of paperwork tomorrow and get keys or something. I don't know. I don't know how this works. I just know I get house. So that'll be a thing. I found out while recording my last vlog, if anyone saw it, that I hadn't actually opened Donkey Kong Country like for a week after having it, because it was just sitting here and I didn't even know. Because that's how busy I've been. But so I started playing that for a little bit. That was fun. Let's see. Did I get anything else? I don't think I've actually physically gotten anything else. It's been rather boring. But house. So I hopefully should be able to be awake.
It's been rather boring. But house.
House. I got house. It's so. Like a horse. I mean, I did that thing. That was a thing. I got a house, so that's cool. Hopefully, I should be able to be awake now that there's one less thing I'm having to fool with on a regular basis. But I want to actually get to move in for a couple of weeks. But and then by then, I should be able to be actual awake at times and be able to do stuff or something. I don't know. But we'll see. Yes. I don't think I got anything else. Oh my goodness, there's a bunch of people that just walked onto my 3DS wearing Luigi suits. This is
creepy. You basically get to spot pass the entire staff of Nintendo.
I just thought of something when you were talking about how you started Donkey Kong. Have you even thought about starting Black and White 2 yet?
Actually, I did start Black and White 2 yet. Like literally, like I turned the game on because it actually wouldn't let me do any more. I couldn't get the Oxus till I started a game because they're like, you can't do any more mystery gifts or whatever until you do Donkey Kong. Yeah, that's Donkey Kong.
That's a Pokemon requirement.
until file. I'm like, what? So I had to start a file in order to get the Oxus. But I that was a thing. I had to do that. I need to play it. Did my future self not get to talk about new Pokemon things?
We haven't done that yet.
Yeah,
okay.
but that's I think we should start like an office pool of bets to see who finishes their journey first, Ash or Kevin. Because it's like the same time frame before Black and White 2 or XY comes out. It's kind of funny.
Ash.
I'm sexy though.
Ash, Brian. And then we'll just see if.
I mean, I think Brian's an apple douche, with the table. So.
Fabulous douche.
I like the balls. Is it Fag's turn now?
I went already.
Oh, the other Fag.
I went too.
No, the third Fag.
Okay, so I my Achilles finally got here. My hyperfunction Achilles.
Achilles.
So I built him, and I was actually kind of impressed with the hyperfunction builds. I really didn't think they'd be this different from the normal kits, but...
I built your mom.
They're really fabulous, like me.
Yeah, they are quite nice. I really like how they...
I really like
they handled
mom.
Just all of the different joints and everything.
My mom likes my dick.
I like how they're still compatible with the normal kits. Like, in terms of limb swapping and everything. Even though they have the core skeleton set up.
You're a whore.
Core.
Oh, I'm sorry. My hearing's not so good anymore.
Okay.
You whore skeleton.
Whore metals. Sorry. Couldn't resist.
I have a huge penis.
So that was kind of cool. Aside from that, I've not really. Aside from that, I've just been been watching Raising Hope. Actually, my brother told me about it, and
sounds like a show with Haruto.
That show has Michael Shanks in it.
He actually really enjoyed it, so I decided to check it out, and I actually really enjoyed it too. It's a lot of fun. The whole premise of it is that the main character had a one night stand with a serial killer and got her pregnant. So now he has to raise the baby.
Oh my god! I was expecting that.
No one got me pregnant.
It's great. I actually really enjoyed the whole thing.
No one got me pregnant. That's weird.
So you don't have the power to become Netflix didn't have all the seasons. They only had the first two. So in order to catch up on the third season, moving on.
Get the last season.
I don't want to say catch up again.
Sensei mayonnaise.
In order to get through this this most recent season, I had to get the free week trial of Hulu Plus, and it just kind of reminded me of how much I just kind of don't like Hulu that much. Like, I don't feel like it's that much. It's not a better service than Netflix. I think Netflix is way better.
It's really not. The only benefit is that they actually get the episodes as they go in, so you don't have to wait.
I don't feel like a premium member who's paying for Hulu Plus should have to watch the advertisements.
I think it's just for the week trial.
Maybe. Really?
Yeah, I just assumed, because I got the week trial too. I think it's up like in a day, so I'm going to have to pay for the month. So I'll find out, but I just kind of assumed. Because I think they would think people would sign up for the week and like binge watch shit. So they want to make it as annoying as possible.
Which is pretty much what I'm going to do.
So I'll find out in a day or two if it's the case.
Because I've just gaze? Been watching...
Why are you making fun of the gays?
I've been watching it on my PS3. And I'm just sitting there like, I miss the control setup that Netflix had on the PS3.
I miss being a man.
I downloaded season 9 in the office.
Call the cops. Call a cop. Shut up, Leonard. I saw your family.
I was like, fuck Hulu, and I just went to Pirate Bay.
So,
I'm sexy.
I know it. That, I've just been making, I don't know,
brownies
videos.
I saw those. Those were hilarious. I almost died laughing. I realized you would have enjoyed that if I had died, but that's fine.
Well, you did die for a little bit there.
I tend to die. But then I always come back.
Sometimes a couple weeks pass, but...
He always strangles on back.
I find my way back until I get replaced again, because Shukun Shinobi is getting his own podcast.
How the turntables.
How the turntables. All right. So here's where I would normally say, like, oh, look, it's Kamen Rider Gaimu, but rumors are stupid.
Fuck
me. Trademarks are stupid. And stupid is stupid. So let's move on to E3.
That's deep.
I don't know what's happening right now, but I feel like I'm awesome because of it.
You are. Sure, we'll go with that.
Whatever gets us through this.
You're just jealous because I'm not as cool as I used to be with my pants off.
Rivas.
Microsoft was first. Technically, that's Konami was first, but I didn't watch that one.
Was it even funny? I didn't hear
anything. I don't know. I didn't hear anything funny about it. I didn't even watch it. It was a couple days before E3.
They just started doing pre-recorded ones because of the embarrassment of that one show.
The only thing I heard about it was people talking about Kiefer Sutherland being Snake's voice now.
Oh, yeah.
Which...
They should have had an actual Kiefer. That would have been a funny thing.
But yeah, Microsoft's was pretty underwhelming.
Well, yeah, it's Microsoft.
The most exciting part was just because I wasn't expecting the Andros thing. Like I said, to be Master Chief. So he's like, hello, I'm Master Chief. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Someone should totally make a video of that with that voiceover. Then there was that like Western game where you can like fall off of a horse. That was pretty funny. Oh, it was MGS.
It was Metal Gear.
Which seems funny because the last time I saw that game, it was like not even revealed to be Metal Gear yet, but everyone knew it, and it was like in a hospital. Yeah. It was like an escape, and now all of a sudden it's like Red Dead Redemption. It's like, well, oh, okay.
People were all like, if you look at the space in between the letters, it spells out Metal Gear Solid, which it might. I have no clue, but
I could just tell by
I never cared enough to like really look at it. I just remember the giant flaming whale.
Giant flaming whale.
I don't remember too much else that they showed. They had that rape joke that wasn't really a rape joke.
What's wrong with rape?
See? I mean, there was some earlier conversations and no one knows what I'm talking about. Now it seems like I'm endorsing it. That backfired.
Well, that's because we're the same person, but...
After that. I decided to reprise my part at the beginning of the podcast. I don't even remember what else they talked about. Like, everything, regardless of, like, all of the horrible decisions they're making, like, just in general, it was kind of forgettable.
We all know Dawson endorses rape.
Yeah. I heard that their
Killer
conference.
Instinct. That was the only thing I remember.
One at a time, children.
I heard that your mom was gay.
I said one, not three. Goddamn. Don't forget three. All right, so go ahead, Aerosol. You heard...
I was just going to say, I heard that their conference was just okay.
See, brilliant. But yeah, it was just kind of... Yeah, okay, that was perfect.
Everyone I know was underwhelmed by it.
I can't remember. I feel like there was some other stuff we laughed at. I'm trying to think of stuff that we made fun of. I can't.
The whole thing, because they suck? Yeah, that's...
I think funny. Sony made fun of them enough for everyone.
Yeah, they did. It was like a stabbing as Crouch cheered.
After Microsoft was
EA,
which was just sports games.
The most exciting thing was the 5 seconds when they announced Battlefront, just because I really like Battlefront.
Oh, yeah, Star Wars.
But they have this really exciting new ball technology. That's thrilling.
I like balls.
More driving, more sports. Yeah, that was pretty boring. Cat fell asleep, so she... that was like the second time she missed out on going shopping.
I was already asleep.
And that had to have devastated her because she's a girl. That's what they do. They just go shopping all the time and spend all your money.
Well, the bacon's gone and I hate everything.
Yeah, I woke up like halfway through, what was it, the Ubisoft conference? I'm like,
Ubisoft.
Oh,
you said Ubisoft.
Yeah, that's what I said.
That's what I said.
All of the
conferences. As opposed to Ubi Hard.
Like pretty much over. I honestly thought they were supposed to be
Tuesday.
The next day. Yeah.
You really didn't miss much. Like you know, Ubisoft's was, it was more entertaining than the previous two. It was a lot of repeat stuff because they're showing Rayman, which was already supposed to come out. They showed Assassin's Creed stuff, which I'm still excited for that. They showed Splinter Cell, which comes out in like 3 months. So, they showed some more Watch Dogs, which was cool.
Ubisoft's conference was just last year's conference, repeated.
Same, and they have that black chick too. And she had the Not Annie's Move shirt.
Isn't that Aisha Taylor?
She voices someone on Archer.
She's the new host of Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She's the new Drew Carey.
She's the new Drew Carey, that's her new name now.
So is she going to get fat and then get skinny at some point later and then take over the Price Is Right?
Her name is now New Carrie.
Guys, I'm the new Drew Carey.
Good thing you don't need a license to give out points. I can't wait to watch this.
Microsoft sucked, EA sucked, Ubisoft sucked.
It was okay.
Ubisoft was the best until Sony happened.
Sony killed. They showed a lot of really cool stuff, Kingdom Hearts and Final Fantasy that was announced a million years ago.
This is Final Fantasy 15.
Which was Versus 13 or whatever.
Was Versus 13 that became 15.
Both of those games, the Versus was announced very early in this generation, and Last Kingdom Hearts was literally a console cycle ago. So that's ridiculous. Because the last one was PS2 and an entire, one of the longest generations passed between it too, which is funny. Pansy Disney ass motherfuckers. Sorry, I was just saying that.
But at least they decided to finally give it to us. That's nice.
But Infamous is cool.
They showed off some new, new games, new IPs, and I think it's actually kind of cool that they're coming out with quite a few for the first year of PS4. The console.
It was 1886.
The Order was pretty awesome. I don't know. I really like that. It's just weird old London. Only they have futuristic weapons
punk
and
stuff.
Fighting what look like werewolves or something. It's crazy, and I dig it.
They showed off some not Halo.
Destiny
doesn't look too bad. I don't know if I'd play it, but
I'm gonna play it. It doesn't look bad.
Yeah, I'm gonna try it. I think it should be at least pretty good, but it looked really good.
We can all try it together.
Yay!
Team.
But yeah, it was a really pretty looking game. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I always feel bad because you don't get to go.
No, go.
I didn't even know what I was gonna say now because I was too busy trying to be polite.
I was going to mention how they showed off their indies, which was really nice. They gave them their own little segment.
They had a bunch of lights, and they just would light another person up, and then another person, and then another person.
I think it was kind of cool how they did it. I think it was cool that they just did it in general, because Sony's really embracing the indie games, which is kind of the big thing now.
And they had some funny speakers we made fun of, that adorable Japanese man. That I mean this in the manliest way possible. He was cute as fuck.
He was great.
He was like a Pikachu in real life. Ridiculous.
I don't know, JDF beats up Pikachu in real life.
And they had that Hogwarts professor guy who was like, Gryffindor! And he just seemed really official, like he was from Hogwarts.
I want to be from Hogwarts.
What's it called? Was it the Dark Sorcerer or whatever?
Oh, yeah. This cutaway.
Really good-looking trailer of this, old sorcerer guy and this little gremlin dude. He's, listing off this big rant, and then all of a sudden it cuts out, and they're just, filming or whatever. I thought it was kind of funny. I didn't expect that.
I totally just googled cute Japanese man from E3 2015 Sony conference.
I know that the trailer was actually longer. I don't know. I haven't looked up.
I meant to check it out, but I kept forgetting.
Full thing.
And then, of course, you had the main event at the end when they just kind of publicly mugged Microsoft.
They started with the whole fact that they don't have DRM and you can give your games to people. You can
even made a little ad for
trade
it.
Trade them in.
Basically, they came out and said, "Hey guys, we're not dicks."
They basically bent Microsoft over a table and had that way with them repeatedly, while Microsoft cried like a little bitch.
And the price was $100 less. I still think that all that stuff was already planned, but that they just—that's why they were late. They just changed all their slides. quick, just replace that 4 with a 3, and we'll win them all.
It's true.
And the crowd was cheering.
Yeah, everyone was really happy. that was honestly the best part of the conference. Was just the fact that, like, the entire end of the Sony conference was just them, like, raping and stabbing Microsoft over and over again.
Like, it's yeah, after they were done, they pissed on the dead body.
The way Aerosol put it, like, the way it was, like, a mugging as people cheered, it was just hilarious, because I kept hearing the crowd chanting, Sony, Sony.
Well, I just love it. It's this company is... They're not directly...
attacking them.
Say, well, they didn't directly come out and say we're not doing things like Microsoft. Like, they never mentioned Microsoft, but it was clear that like what they were talking about and why they were saying it, which I love. I was watching VGA's coverage of it, and they mentioned how this was like the first time they would have had to actually come out and say, yeah, you can trade your games. Just all this really basic stuff that is just a given, you know? But now basic because stuff. Of the Xbox One, you know, people aren't sure if it's a given anymore. People aren't sure if that really simple luxury is going to be there anymore. So it's like Sony can make so many people happy by just doing what they've always done.
Yeah, like, you can have used games. You don't have to be logged on the internet to use the console. it was their strongest conference in quite a while, I thought.
Absolutely.
It not only like the stabbing at the end, but just they showed a lot of really good content. And they like their... Oh, sorry.
I was just going to say they had quite a few good games. I can't think of all of them off the top of my head, but there were more games this year that I actually felt kind of excited for than there have been in previous years.
Like, there's already enough games I want to play for PS4 for me to get one. Like, I don't know if I'll get one at launch, because it depends on what games are coming out at launch, but I'm going to get one within the first year.
Yeah. Like, I went into this thinking, oh, well, I'll get a Sony because, you know, I'm more of a Sony player than I am any other console. And there's a lot of games that I like on it. So eventually I'll get a PlayStation 4. But I didn't think I'd actually get one like the first year. Just like, oh, I can wait. But after the conference, like they definitely did their job. I'm legitimately excited to get it. And like Brian just said, I don't know if I'm prepared to throw down the money to get it on release, but definitely within the first year.
Well, I'm going to get one eventually anyway, just because Kingdom Hearts, so.
It's funny because I remember way back when there was rumors about Kingdom Hearts 3, one of my friends at the time was like, Kingdom Hearts 3 is the reason I'm going to get a PS3. And now here we are. It's the reason that a lot of people are going to get a PS4.
I would say, and this isn't really a downside for me, is that the only kind of negative they have is that online play is no longer free.
Yeah, but it's not really that big a deal.
Multiplayer. It's $5 a month, but you're paying $5 to get PlayStation Plus, which is a fantastic service to begin with.
Yeah, I haven't signed up for it yet, but I'm going to.
You get free games every month. This month they're giving away XCOM. Just a game that you can, if you go out and buy it, it's still quite a bit. I mean, it's gone down, but still, this is a like a big name title that they're just giving to you. And there's a bunch of discounts that you get. It's like, it's totally worth it. I really think it is.
And it's really not that big of a deal to pay for that little amount. Cause it's like, if there are like a lot of people that are saying they're switching over from Xbox, I mean, I've been paying for Xbox Live for years and it's like, it's not that big of a deal. Cause I don't mind it.
I pay more for my Netflix account than PlayStation Plus.
Uncharted 3 is part of it.
Part of what? Yeah. Of the free games?
Yeah.
Or just part of the reason you're getting a PS4. So I can play Uncharted again, but on the PS4. It doesn't work. Never mind. Oh, that's one thing I mentioned to Brian, which is funny, is I guess they showed off that stuff where they're gonna have downloadable PS3 games, but which kind of fixes some of the backwards compatibility stuff. But before the Xbox One's initial reveal, like, the biggest issue was everyone's like, oh, nothing's gonna be backwards compatible. No one talked about that anymore ever since Xbox is like, well, you're not gonna be able to do anything else. So like, you know, suddenly backwards compatibility doesn't matter.
That one thing, like, there was a big article about it, and apparently, like, one of the, like, higher ups of Microsoft, they asked what people do if they don't have a connection, or, like, don't have a stable connection. And he said, well, we have something for them. It's called the Xbox 360. Such a dick move.
They're going around, they're actually taking down those videos. Like, they've gotten such a backlash from him saying that they're really trying to kind of do some damage control.
like, when Brian and I were talking about that, doesn't even really work for them. Like, it's a dick thing to say regardless, but I feel like only Sony could really get away with saying that because they support their consoles for so long afterwards. Like, it's just a good judge by the conferences, actually. When they showed, like, the 360 lineup, it was, like, three throwaway games. As compared to PS3's, like, little, you know, package of trailers, it was pretty much just all good stuff. And the PS2 just recently stopped, like, printing, and they're still coming out with games for it. Like, Brian told me they're coming out with the latest FIFA on PS2.
Yeah, so I saw that. Stuff. Like, that's just insane. Like, you're still making games for this? That's kind of cool.
PS2.
They're really good at supporting their old consoles.
I saw Ultra Punch mention that on Twitter. It was kind of funny.
I just realized my gaming displays and I have a PS2, a PS3, and a PS4 in it.
Cool.
A lot of people have been making this comparison, and I kind of agree with them. The comparison between the Xbox One and the PS3, like, when it launched, and how the higher-ups of those companies have been kind of handling it, because Sony kind of did the same thing that Xbox is doing. Like, they said at a really high price, and they were really cocky, and saying stuff like, you know, the gamers will buy it regardless, stuff like that, when they were clearly proven wrong, because the sales weren't very good in that first year. And even after that, Sony had some trouble with the PS3. But I do think it's funny that, and I learned this, the guy who was running Sony at the time is running Xbox now. So this dude doesn't learn.
It's hilarious.
Did you see the thing that that one, like, meme picture that says it's like, you either die a hero, and it's just like the Xbox logo with the red ring, or you live long enough to see yourself become the villain, and they show the Xbox One.
I haven't seen that.
It's pretty funny.
It was kind of funny.
I don't know. Oh, sorry.
Just because you mentioned the price, and I remember when we were talking right when they announced the thing, like, I was laughing when they announced the $399, and then, like, the very next thing I said was, PS3 was $600. Bullshit! Like, I was upset for a second. I didn't buy it at launch, but still.
Yeah.
But you have to figure, though, when it was $600, Blu-ray technology was brand new.
That's true.
Yeah.
And now it's, like, cheap as hell.
I'm still back in HD DVD. I go down to my local used game shop and buy their HD DVDs. They haven't been coming out with new movies in a long time, though. I'm kind of worried.
What you should be buying is those, you know, UMD movies. That's the way of the future.
Oh, yeah.
I still have Harold Kumar for that.
Well, yeah, it's how you got through school.
Yeah.
That's probably how you still get through school.
Yep.
I don't know if it was Sony that did it, or whether it was just a random person that bought the domain and routed it, but xboxdone.com takes you to the PlayStation blog.
Oh, that's kind of funny.
That's funny.
That's cool. But yeah, Sony pretty much knocked it out of the park.
Yeah.
They pretty much won E3.
And I was thinking of this yesterday and a little bit today, because I was thinking about how however, like that conference got everyone really worked up and really excited. And I thought of how it was kind of easy. Like it was kind of an easy thing to do on Sony's part to really get people like, that excited. Cause really all they had to do was just say, yeah, we're not going to screw you over.
Say, yeah, but, we're not, see those douchebags over there. We're not them.
But so I was thinking, well, you know, it might be a little too easy to say that, yeah, Sony had a really good conference, but then I was thinking about the games and everything that I had already enjoyed so much about the conference leading up to before, you know, the mugging. And I still think that they had a solid conference. They really came out with a pretty solid lineup.
Yeah, because if you take, even if you chunk take off that mugging at the end and then stack it up to the presentation of the previous three conferences, they still had like the best lineup and most things that interest me, at least.
Yeah.
Yay. Oh. So, and then the following day was Nintendo's E3 Direct thing.
Chris narrated the first part to us, and Brian said, "Shut up, I can't see."
I got really upset. Chris was over here with his secret UK stream, and the US one wouldn't work, and I got really upset.
We had to use the premium UK stream, if you know what I mean.
The entire beginning part about the fairy type I missed.
We missed, like, Mario 3D Land, too.
I just want to say that I nailed it!
Kevin pretty much did.
Except for Meryl.
He called everything except Meryl, and honestly, if anyone could have predicted Meryl, then you're stupid.
No, I should have been able to predict Meryl.
Why the hell would Meryl be a fairy type? He's a blue type.
Yeah, but look at the Azumarill. Azumarill could be a fairy.
A fat fairy. I'm just saying.
Look. If Brian likes to put on wings in his spare time and prance around like a little girl, that's his business, okay?
And now I can't get that image out of my head.
Bitch, I do what I want.
Masturbation.
Oh, yeah. So Nintendo's Direct, they did have a lot of problems getting the stream up, if you know what I mean. But I thought that their general showing was very solid. A lot of really decent games were shown. And won. A lot of surprises. Brian was like, final score, Mega Man.
Cat Mario.
I do miss the conferences for that, just because like the Sony one really demonstrated that energy can make a lot of difference. And, like, I like that we have Nintendo Directs all throughout the year to get information. But like a lot of the focus, like I said, I've seen around is that people say, well, it allows me to focus just on the games. Well, but you can still do a conference. Can't you just still focus on the games? Because it's your fucking conference. You can make it the conference.
Well,
so.
I liked that I didn't have to listen to people cheering while someone's trying to talk. I can hear what they're saying.
I find that funny. Sorry. Just because. Sorry. Go ahead.
Well, there's.
I don't know what you're talking about. Why do you find that funny?
Because like you're trying to hear someone trying to talk when other people are being loud over them. Sorry. Sorry. Now I'm doing the same thing.
Well,
I don't know what you're talking about.
I was gonna say that there's upsides and downsides to the whole, you know, Direct thing, and even the conferences, there's I can understand that they want to have these little, like, smaller showings over the course of the year instead of waiting for this one day out of the year. But at the same time, those Nintendo Directs don't reach everyone that Nintendo really wants it to reach. Like, I very rarely watch them. The E3 was just kind of an exception on my part. And that's mostly because I had just woken up and just kind of wandered into your guys' call.
There was a lot of people that were, I guess, confused about it and didn't know, like, when people were tweeting about it or talking about it, they didn't know where it was coming from, especially because, like, when whatever sites I was using to watch the conferences, like, the big names of the conferences, and Nintendo was missing, so it just seems like people kind of forgot about them for a minute, especially with all the excitement, and then you have this small little thing where it's like, hello, we picked a guy with the worst speaking ability to do this. Yeah. So it's just...
Well,
yeah.
Regardless of, like, whether people think it's better because they're only focusing on the games or not. The truth of it is E3 gets a lot of press.
Yeah.
You know, and E3 gets a lot more press than just the small Nintendo Directs that they do. So them not having a conference probably confused people who probably didn't know about it, or and like I said, it definitely just it doesn't reach everyone that Nintendo wants to reach, because I hate to get into this whole hardcore casual gaming thing, because I honestly don't give a shit, but Nintendo is a company that wants to focus on both, but they can't if they only do Nintendo Direct. The E3 helps them reach that wider audience because more people are paying attention.
Yeah, I guess, like you said, it gets a lot more press. And
I honestly don't see why they can't do both. Oh,
there goes my sound.
You do that to me all the time.
I know.
I stole Captain America earlier, so.
I stole your mom earlier, and she enjoyed it.
But, yeah, I agree. They should do both. I mean, if they want to just, like I said, if they want to focus more on games and not do a lot of the random flair that goes along with it, then just, like, retool your show to fix that. I mean, like I said, it just brings a lot more excitement, just from the energy and everything. Like, I think one of my last favorite Nintendo conferences is when they introduced the 3DS. Like, that was a really exciting conference, and they showed some really good games in that one, and they had the 3DS, and it was just, it's just a certain energy about it that just generates more excitement and everything.
Yeah. That said, yeah,
I mean, I doubt they'll do it again, like next year, like do the same thing, because they'll probably go, okay, let's just not do that. That didn't work out so well.
I honestly kind of feel like they were just saving money and shit, because they knew they can't compete with Xbox One and PS4. So they're like, why bother? And they just walked away.
I think they were saving money for a PS4 because they heard Kingdom Hearts was coming out. So they're like, you know, we got to dial this back.
That's this what shit.
Yeah, Nintendo's worried about Kingdom Hearts coming out, even though the majority of the Kingdom Hearts games release on Nintendo consoles.
You know what?
It was a joke. No, I'm just saying, I think that would be funny. Because they get a lot of the games. That all said, I do think the Direct itself was fine. Aside from stream issues, I didn't really have a problem with it.
I don't know if that's a normal thing or not, because
yeah,
I've watched every Nintendo Direct, but I always watch it after the fact, and I watch it off YouTube.
Well, so I never
know if there is issues or not.
I watched the X and Y announcement one live, or at least attempted to, and I had all kind of problems with it. Like, that's the one I've seen live, I think, and
like,
I had all kind of problems with the stream.
If they're going to try this new format that's like radically different, they should not have that type of problem.
I don't know why they have to stream it at all, just upload it. If they upload it to YouTube afterward anyway, just upload it. Don't bother streaming it. Just record it and upload it.
Well, there's a good chunk of it that's already pre-recorded. Mm-hmm. So, I think you're right. Like, it would be just kind of a better idea to record this. But that said, I didn't have any problems with the like what they showed. I got to see exactly what I wanted to see, which, you know, wasn't much. I didn't really care about anything new that they showed off, but at the same time, I don't have a problem with it. It's there. People like it.
That being said, I am looking forward to everything that they announced.
I know.
Let's see, we got Mario Kart, which...
Mario Kart looked, like, freaking amazing.
Looks very, very, very nice. I'm not a graphics person, but it looks really nice.
Like, the game itself just looks fun. You can, like, go up on walls and shit, and, like, oh, this is so cool.
I feel like I might vomit. Oh my god, that just flashes me back to the Drunken Rainbow Road.
This sounds like an entirely fun concept. Donkey Rainbow Road.
Donkey Kong has exciting new features like HD graphics and camera angles.
They're like, well,
Donkey Kong lets you see his fur ruffle.
We didn't really add too much to this game besides make a sequel to the other game. So the new features are HD graphics.
And we put Dixie Kong back in it because
Dixie Kong. And camera angles. Don't forget camera angles.
And camera angles.
We just discovered them. It's pretty good.
I want to see Kitty Kong come back.
Kitty Kong?
Yeah, from Donkey Kong Country 3, the little baby.
What about Titty Kong?
No, that's your mom.
That's just gross. Speaking of vomiting.
Super Mario 3D World.
Which really confused me because I thought it was for the 3DS.
So did I.
I didn't know what was happening.
I wasn't going to say anything because I didn't want to get attacked.
I
was sitting there watching that video the whole time going, what the hell system is this on?
I didn't know it was for the Wii U until way after the conference, and I looked up what games were going to be at the Best Buy thing, and it was on there for the Wii U. I'm like, oh shit.
Well, I noticed it when he said it, because Iwata was talking about like the four-player whatever after. I was like, okay, well, I guess that must mean it's on Wii U. But, like, because I'm looking at it, like, he just keeps saying, like, Super Mario 3D World. So I'm like, oh, okay, 3D must be 3DS. Because why would it be on Wii U if it's 3D in the name? And then, I'm like, this doesn't look like a 3DS game. This is like it should be on my Wii over here, like, with the graphics and the whatever. I was like, I don't understand what's happening right now. There's four people on a screen. But you did get to play as Peach and Toad. And they get to do things and be cats.
The cat suit's pretty funny.
I know. It actually made like the nyah noise when you put it on or something. I don't know what's happening there. But I felt like Akiba Yellow was in the game and that was fun. But, and then, what else? I mean, the Pokemon thing made me feel cool about myself. They showed their, like they did one of their, like, look, this is 15 seconds of what third-party games are going to come on our system in a little while. And you're like, okay, that's fun.
The, because we might as well mention it. I didn't realize that the trailer for Super Smash Bros.
Would be last?
No, when it started, I didn't know it was for that, because I wasn't really paying too much attention, so I just see the Animal Crossing guy just, like, getting mail. I'm like, oh, well, they're showing off Animal Crossing. Only comes out in a couple days, but whatever. And then it started flashing with all the other characters. I'm like, oh, okay. This is what we're doing.
And then everyone freaked out when Mega Man showed up. By everyone, I mean Brian.
Like, seriously, I love the fuck out of Mega Man. And so this fucker appearing at the end of the trailer, like in his own little trailer, and then just completely obliterating every character.
Brian
was so fucking fantastic. I'm so happy.
He's got so many abilities.
Goddamn idea.
More room for abilities. Sorry.
What I found funny was that they start the Mega Man part of the trailer, and for like a good minute and a half, it's scenes of him getting beaten up by all the other characters, and then they show off all of like his abilities and whatnot, and then, you know, his revenge, I guess.
He's just like, enough of this bullshit. My turn.
I think those scorecard things going around where it, like, talks about all the merits and positives, all the conferences, and it's like, here's the grade and final summary, and the Wii U was like, Mega Man, fuck your shit. Final score, Mega Man.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. That was fantastic.
Like, that's pretty funny.
Like, that sounds about right.
Because, like, I feel like it perfectly, like, summed up the way I was listening to Brian react. Like, anything else he had seen at that moment didn't matter.
And then Wii Fit Trainer?
When I saw that, I was like, really?
I mean, why? But
that's going to be a thing. That's funny. Or we're serious. Oh.
Yeah, I legit thought people were joking.
Well, So well, the thing is, like, I saw that and I was like, why? And then I watched a little video, like, for Wii Fit Trainer. That shit was hilarious.
It was really funny. Hey. Like, Kirby trying to do yoga. You don't even got fucking legs.
Like, they're trying to do yoga, and then they did the, And then on top of that, just, like, watch, like, the weird attack she does. I was like, what? Like, the little different poses just shoot out of her and, like, hit everything. And, like, it was, she just jumps up and, like, splits in the air and kicks everything. I'm like, this is crazy. I don't know what's going on here. I guess this is, are we just not going to get Zero Suit Samus? We're going to get Wii Fit Trainer instead? That's fun.
I saw, like, people were retweeting the whole, like, Wii Fit Trainer is going to be one of the new characters, and I thought it was a joke. I'm like, okay, that's funny. And then people kept retweeting that. I'm like, oh, you guys are serious?
That's, I like how the villager looks like Brian.
It's like, that's pretty stupid. And then everybody got really defensive. Like, everyone started just fapping over the Wii Fit girl.
Look how skinny she is.
Solely because people were bitching about it.
It was counter bitching.
Yeah, they were counter bitching. So I'm like, really, guys?
Like, I made one tweet, and I just had to because it was, like, the funniest thing ever. I'm like, this is the stupidest shit I've ever seen. Mega Man, fuck your shit. And so I just made a tweet going, oh my god, Wii Fit Girl.
Well, it's like, I don't care that Wii Fit Girl's in it. It's kind of dumb, but I like kind of dumb, you know?
That's why he likes me.
I just don't see why people need to get as defensive as they got.
No, yeah. Awesome idea.
I know exactly
about
what you mean. Like a lot of people, just because you would think the idea was kind of stupid, they're like, God, why do you want Nintendo to die? I'm like, I don't. I just think it's a stupid inclusion. Like, just calm down. Why wouldn't it be? It sold so many copies. I'm like, yeah, but it's a dumb game. Like, so just get out of my face. I got my reasons.
People were like, Smash Bros. Has always had weird characters. I'm like, yeah, they were dumb too. I'm allowed to think that the character inclusion is dumb. I'm not gonna, like, bash the game for it. It doesn't change the fact that I'm going to buy it. And I'll probably even use the Wii Fit Girl. Who knows? But
like, people were like, oh, dude, Game & Watch, what the fuck is he doing? He's so weird and stupid. And, like, Rob comes in. It's like, oh, look, Rob is weird and fucking stupid. And then Wii Fit Girl comes in, like, that's weird and stupid. No! What? All of a sudden, that's the one we're defending? Okay, that's cool.
Rob was pretty fucking stupid.
Rob dog. Okay.
But I don't know where I was going with that, but 3DS.
Well,
one,
and then I heard, I saw somewhere where, like, Sakurai, I think it was Sakurai, said, like, they're considering including Mewtwo's forms in there?
Or something they like have that? No, like, comment at this time.
No, I heard something about where, like, Sakurai said that, like, I think it was Sakurai said, like, oh yeah, no, they were talking about putting Mewtwo in there, like the forms or whatever.
I could see Mewtwo coming back and then doing, like, a Zelda-esque form change.
Yeah, like, they said no comment at the round table, but I think this was something different or something. Somewhere, like, Sakurai said it. I don't think he's at the round table. I don't remember who was there, but I don't remember if he was or not. But they need to just take everyone who they took out, put their asses back in, bring everyone else back, then work from there. That should be what they do, because I want to see, because now we have Mega Man, now we have to do Mario versus Mega Man, and Sonic has to be in there.
Yeah, I hope Sonic comes back. I don't really care too much about Snake, just because I don't.
I hope he comes back, because I thought he was pretty cool. I just liked watching him, like, do crazy shit. But
you need, like, Mario, Mega Man, Sonic beating each other up.
I know, right?
I'm just happy Capcom remembered who Mega Man was.
And I do want to see Pokemon Trainer come back, just because I thought he was a fun idea. And you get to be Charizard. And Squirtle. And I love Squirtle. He's my friend. I just want more Smash Brothers stuff. Like,
so.
And then here's me like a genius, right? I get home from work. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna watch this shit. So I watched a few of the game things, like the Nintendo ones. I watched like the Smash Brothers videos and the Mario Kart. I watched a couple of them. And I'm like, okay, well, let me go watch their actual video. Then I go watch the actual Nintendo Direct. It's all the shit I just watched.
Yeah.
I watched the Pokemon thing for X and Y with Fairy type, and then I go watch the Nintendo Direct.
Yeah.
Over and over, it's just the same shit again. This time with Iwata talking in between. I'm like, oh, that's... I wasted my life
that's
just now.
That's awful.
Because like, they still let him talk.
I really wish Iwata would talk never.
You know the Why? Best part of the Nintendo Direct video was, and I kid you not, is when it switches from being in Kyoto to being in L.A. And when he's standing there, he goes, now we are going to go over to the Pikmin 3... like display or whatever the fuck he said. He walks over. Camera, we visually see him walk there. He's standing in front of the display of Alf and the Pikmin and goes, now we are at the Pikmin 3. No, I can see that, man. There's a big sign behind you that says Pikmin 3. There's like actual Pikmin behind you. There's a scenery. I know where you are.
He actually walks behind the display too, which is funny.
Like, now we're at the Pikmin 3 setup. No, I got that. Thanks. That explained the Pikmin in front of you.
That was for all the blind gamers. They're the most hardcore of them all. Okay. They're missing powers.
It was just so funny. Like
they can't turn into women.
Yeah, your mom's gay.
Totally related.
So speaking of that, should we move on to the round table?
Yes. Pokemon.
Where's King Arthur?
We'll have our own round table of the round table.
And some trippy ass shit right there.
Even though they didn't even have a round table, it's a total fucking ripoff.
Alright.
Just saying. Anyway, we didn't get to see it. They should have televised that shit.
So we got a lot of black and white. Wow.
See, I did it too earlier.
X and Y information between the beginning of the direct and then the round table. Fairy is confirmed. Kevin called everything except Meryl.
Sky battles, gangbangs. Calling the new horde battles, gangbangs. Pokemon gets mode. It's Gears of War.
There's horde battles to where if you run into a random Pokemon, you get the pleasure of running into five of them.
I like how they said
to kill.
They said in one of the interviews, or it might even be the roundtable, like. Transcript, it said they did it to make battles more interesting. I feel like they were trying to think of ways to make it more entertaining for you because you're constantly running into Pokemon. I'm like, so you chose to do that instead of giving me an option to skip it? Like, that's all I want is just being able to skip it all besides using repels.
Well, I think they were like, how can we make going into caves with Zubat worse? I know.
Let's run into five Zubats.
Well, I like the idea of the Pokemon kind of running in packs, though.
I like that idea. It just seems
fun.
Well,
yeah, they're running alpacas, yeah. But...
Hell yeah, they are.
No, that's...
They're running alpacas with high-pitched voices.
But they're adding a lot of really cool features to it, like so the Sky Battles, the
Sky
game...
Sky Battles is really stupid. I don't understand Sky Battle.
Feature though, it's just like the person in middle school I went to, his name was Sky Battles. That's exactly what it is. It's just a cool thing, so you can't be like, oh, missed, nope, I'm gonna follow you, bitch. And then you have a Sky Battle, that's how it works. And there's just all kinds of cool little details. Like, I actually think the little Nintendogs thing's kind of cool. It kind of reminds me of like PokePark, except it's more interaction.
I get to pet my Pokemon with my stylus, which
like when you're
kind of like it's my penis, but
when you're in battle, like sometimes the Pokemon will look back at you waiting for a command. It's kind of neat, just like all the little like immersive features they're adding to it.
Hey fucker, give me a command.
I like the what were they calling it? Like the player search function.
Oh,
thing.
The PSS.
Yeah. It sounded neat. I wasn't like super invested while I was listening to it, but I dig the idea. It kind of because their whole thing is they want to make trading and online battling and just meeting people kind of a lot a much smoother process.
And they show the picture there where you can see like all the customization. Like they had like a bunch of different customized trainers, and so that's looking
apparently
like
you can change like your entire wardrobe.
Yeah, you like can just change everything.
But I like the idea of being able to just kind of find a player from anywhere. You don't have to be near a person or know their friend code or whatever. I think it's kind of neat.
It is.
Going back to Fairy a minute, I'm wondering if... Because I was thinking about this. What?
Nothing.
Your mom? They're going to make... Like, I'm pretty sure Azumarill is going to be Fairy, but I wonder if Azumarill and then Ralts and Curly are also going to get Fairy type.
I would imagine so.
Like, so then Curly would go from Psychic Fairy to Psychic Fighting?
Would Azumarill just be Fairy?
No, it'd be normal fairy, like Jigglypuff.
I didn't know if they were going to add fairy to it or replace normal.
Like, I would actually prefer it if they replace normal, but then what you'd have to do is actually change Meryl, probably to change him to fairy water instead of being water fairy. Which I'm really not sure, like, how, if that matters.
Well, I always thought it was kind of weird that Meryl was normal water to begin with.
Well, he's not normal water. Azurill is normal, and then he evolves into a water type, which is the only one that does that. But, like, that
it's
completely
still weird.
Changes type. Like, Azurill being normal never made any sense to me at all. And then it's like, oh, okay, well, fairy type. I'm like, oh, okay, that's cool. I love how they even said, like, yeah, we wanted to balance out dragons, so here's fairy. Like, they're like, yeah, that's why we did Dark.
Shit out of dragons.
Like, that's why we did Steel and Dark, was because we needed to balance out Psychic and fix some of the unequal things in the type chart. So we added Steel and Dark. Now we're doing the same thing with Fairy. There's still a few left we don't like, and we got to balance out Dragon somehow. Like, oh, okay.
I think it was on Bulbapedia. There was some sort of explanation about, like, why Fairy, like... Because I remember a few weeks ago we talked about why not just call it light type, and there was some sort of... I didn't read it all, because when I see more than one paragraph, I start getting tired. But it was, like, basically, it was something about how, like, in all these various mythologies, fairies constantly battle dragons, so I was just like, oh, okay, and I believed him and left.
Well, yeah, well, then I saw a thing today that said, like, the reason Psychic gets beat by Bug, Dark, and... The fuck else beats Psychic? There's another one. Ghost. Is because, like, those are, like... I think it's Ghost. Because those are like three common fears, is like fear of like insects, fear of the dark, and like fear of ghosts. And like, so it can affect the mind, which is basically what psychic is. I was like, well, that explains it. I didn't think
never
of it
thought
that
about
way,
it that way.
Yeah, like, you know, I didn't think about that. That explains why, like, you know, all of the type matchups work the way they do. Because there is a reason behind them all. It's not just because. Like, why does this beat this? Because. Oh, okay. Like, but I do like, and then, like, they had that thing where, like, you can step on, like, the Helioptile or something. Like, what the hell was that? And, like,
it was still fun.
The Helioptile was really happy that you stepped on it.
Hopefully I can get adopted today. Runs away safely. God damn it!
And then... There was the new Pokemon they showed.
Shishiko is amazing.
I know, like, I love it.
I like Noivern.
Who?
Or how do you say it?
I don't know their name.
Noivern looks like a Swoobat mixed with...
Oh, is it the thing with the speakers?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what it's mixed with, but it reminds me of Swoobat.
Well, it's this giant dragon bat thing, which is pretty awesome.
Unique looking.
And then there's
I think they do Butterfree.
Yeah, there's Vivillon and its two pre-evolutions. What?
I like its middle stage a lot for some reason.
Spupa? I'm pretty sure.
I think the cranky blue crab thingy, lobster.
Oh yeah. There's was he it? Clauncher, and then like Scrawlp, the little seahorse thing was creepy.
The depressed seahorse.
I told you that's your horsey on drugs.
It might be, you never know.
Talonflame's pretty cool.
Talonflame's awesome, so I'm wondering, is it going to be a three-stage bird that suddenly becomes fire, or is it going to be like a two-stage bird that becomes fire?
Could just be in one stage and just stay as
well. No, like Fletchling becomes Talonflame at some point.
Does it? Or is that just speculation? Yeah.
No, they said it. It's on the Pokemon website for X and Y. They say this evolution of Fletchling, but like, is it like Fletchling and then Talonflame and then something else? Is it Fletchling, something else, then Talonflame?
Regardless, it makes me really want a Fletchling.
I know, right? Or is it Fletchling and then this and then it's done, like a Swallow type thing?
It'd be cool if it's like this, since it's like the generic bird, or presumably that it's something different than the typical normal flying.
Yeah, that would be nice.
This is completely off topic. But playing on a 3DS XL and jumping back to the regular 3DS is like the most absurd experience ever.
It's like playing, just generally, that happens to me when I play my 3DS and then go back to playing my regular DS Lite.
And then down to the your pants DS. Come off, and then
that usually happens apparently in most experiences.
Yep. Let's see, what else was there? But apparently it's like something with like you can have all kind of different movement styles, just like roller skates or something like that, and something about the song from Sonic Adventure 2. Rolling around at the speed of sound. Got places to go, gotta follow the rainbow. Can't still go down, have to keep moving on.
Guess
what lies ahead.
Why this?
Way to find out. And you can ride Rhyhorn, that's a thing.
I just want, like, 10,000 Shishikos.
That thing is adorable. Like, but actually, I like the Farabebe, the little fairy thing.
The one like, that's on the flower?
Yeah, I just think it's adorable. Like, and I just like the fact that, like, you can find it with different flowers in the game, so it's...
I'm gonna hump this flower.
Not always.
What if it attaches itself to a Vileplume? Or a Sunflora? What if it's clinically retarded? It's like Vileplume, he just like, latches onto it.
That'd be hilarious. And then we see like this chick who's going to be on the show, and she has Go-Goat and Heliopile. That's a thing. I love how Poke-Beach can't tell left from right. That's also a thing. They're like, so-and-so is the left. She's a photographer. I'm looking at the picture. I'm like, this chick on the right? And they're like, this person on the right. I'm like, but the left picture says Viola. I can read that. I learned from doing Toku things how to read the Japanese characters on this picture. Like, whatever. So our first gym leader's bug type. That's cool. That's dumb. I guess. What?
Stupid.
Your mom is stupid.
You're stupid.
I know.
I want a fairy type gym. And I want it to be better than the steel for the first
time. I was going to say, I'm sure they'll do that, but... We still don't have a dark type gym, so.
Well, I want to have both in there, and I want
an office type gym.
I want it better than the first steel type gym, where you walk in, it's like, "Hey, I'm in this big room by myself because no one else knows what the hell steel's going on with." Like, okay, Jasmine, thanks. I'm just gonna battle you now, and leave.
Toodles.
I'm trying to figure out why there are all these different trainers starting their journey with you, and how they're all gonna pick from three Pokemon, like. Is one of them getting Pikachu? Like, what's happening? Like, what?
Who gets Pikachu?
Like, these three trainers start with you. Okay. And then there's you. And I'm like, wait, there's only three Pokemon to pick from. Someone's getting screwed.
Someone gets Helioptile.
He got stepped on.
Gets stepped on, and they just, oh, you're my starter.
He's getting adopted after all.
But I'm very excited about this whole thing. I need it to be October now. And then apparently like the horde, they show the horde things can have, they're not just all the same Pokemon, they could be like different.
Bunch of Tauros hanging out with a Miltank.
And look, it's a gangbang.
Don't want to know what's going on there.
It really is a Pokemon gangbang. Jeez, that is a whore Miltank, okay? And I know about whores.
Whore tank.
I'm pretty sure I used to be with a mail tank, so that's fun. Let's see. they're trying to figure out how to allow you to import Pokemon. That's cool. I don't really care because I don't do that thing. But
yeah, I don't really care either way.
Like, this is a fresh start.
Let's see. I don't know what else.
They to talk about it. I really don't want to talk about it.
They confirmed that the Kalos is based on France. And I feel like we weren't supposed to tell you it was France, but you guys figured that out. Yeah, because the giant Eiffel Tower didn't tell me.
And then Noé gave it away.
Like, really?
I'm kind of curious why they weren't supposed to say it. Because I can't imagine that being that big of a deal.
I don't know.
Apparently it was. It was a big deal. They're like, oh shit, we weren't supposed to say that.
Brilliant reenact, derp derp.
Yeah, I don't know what derp derp means. Anyway.
And I love this thing with Mewtwo. Oh. Like, they go, I don't want to talk about Mewtwo.
Okay.
Like, but they're like, I love the answer. Like, well, I can't tell you what that Pokemon was. No, we know it's Mewtwo, asshole. Stop it. It's clearly it's Mewtwo. We've said it's Mewtwo. Stop being an asshole about it. But I love how, like, we can't talk about more Mewtwos. If there are more, we don't know. Go away. You're not supposed to know things.
So basically, there's going to be another Mewtwo.
Yeah. They're like, we said it, but we didn't say it. So then we can't get in trouble. I'm like, all right, that's fine, whatever. Go back to your secrecy. We're not going to see new Pokemon again until the game comes out, because that's how they're going to be, probably. Or they'll show us one more, because they're assholes. They've only shown, like, was it, like, 20 or something like that? It's not been a lot. It's enough to get you all hard and hot and bothered, but... because I saw, like, Chris retweeted, like, the dude who runs Cerebi being like, they've only shown 20 new Pokemon. How many are there going to be? I'm like, well, I hope it's a lot, because I need a bunch of new Pokemon.
25.
Yeah, there's 25 new Pokemon total. Like, okay, that's cool. What I like, though, is that since everything's simultaneous, for pretty much everything, we're getting the English name right away.
Yeah.
So I don't have to get confused. We have to hear Dawson suddenly call things Embor, and then they become Embor.
What Dawson calls Embor, it's not going to be called that. What a loser.
We don't have to worry about that anymore, so that's a thing. Luke. I enjoy that. I'm pretty. I'm sexy, and I know it.
Do we have to do summaries? I don't want to do summaries.
You know what I just realized reading this thing on Cerebi?
Do we not have to do summaries?
The last couple updates show 9 new Pokemon, which means that if we saw 20 total already, we just doubled it in 2 days.
That's double, huh?
Double. WX
Crime. Wow. We really need to move on.
Yeah.
But Pokemon, better than everything ever.
I second the motion to skip summaries as we can just discuss to save on time and maximize on sleep.
I like how you made the notion.
No, Brian just said it's the summaries. Brian just said it.
Didn't
you?
I do?
You said, I don't want to do summaries.
Whatever.
But I just made sure to watch Kyuujir during while y'all were talking about Sony.
You have to watch it regardless.
Then you'll
I know, but I made sure to watch it while y'all were talking about Sony raping Microsoft.
Then you'll be able to go along with the discussion, then. Yay. What? He'll be able to follow along with the discussion, then.
Superhero time.
Brilliant. Starts now.
How to buy toys on the internet's the best video ever.
It really is.
We here at the Super Shinobi Podcast Company offer you free shipping. But you don't know that.
Where did this come from all of a sudden?
I opened Twitter and it was like the next tweet I hadn't gotten to. And it made me remember the video I watched earlier, and then I died laughing at just the idea of someone going to, like, a little alpaca going to Dawson's video.
I like the fact that Dawson's like the third hit when you type in DOSM on Google.
Like, you Google search Dawson Rider, you go to any video, you just type in this long comment, make it go into Ebonics, and then it's sent.
I tried typing my name in, but there's a place in New York called Shuku, so it totally killed any chance of me appearing there.
That's because I was in that Oompa Loompa Andy song on The Office. Face it, I'm famous.
I'm pretty sure I...
Doompa-dee, Dawson...
Kevin's really fucked because he's got to get all the way till at least the M.
No, I have to get to the O.
Even if I was popular enough to type my name into Google and have it come up with something, it's still going to confuse it for aerosol.
Showing searches for aerosol.
That's actual aerosol.
Brian, you have superpower to become a woman? What?
It hasn't happened yet, damn it.
That's cool.
That'll happen soon.
So is this superhero time?
Yeah.
Yeah, it started now.
Are you?
Starting again.
Wizard, please. Akiba and Jatsu. So, I don't know why I just did that part, but it felt right. It felt right, Brian.
So this week we learned the three lost shades of gray.
Yeah. So
almost white, almost black, and real gray.
As opposed to Meredith Grey and Lexi Grey. Those are different shades of gray. So we're on Kyuja 17, and it starts with them fighting.
Oh, we're doing this.
I thought that's what we were doing.
No, we're not.
No, we're not doing this.
God damn it. I didn't get it, the joke.
It wasn't a joke, we're being serious.
But I want to do it. That was Gray. Gray was there, and he was like, I'm Gray.
He's doing it. He doesn't know how to talk with him in the form of a summary. That idea is killing me. So, anyway.
There was an abundance of fart noises in this episode.
There was.
Right, so Dawson showed up, and then he was there, and then he came, and he said, I don't know, I was trying to talk in the form of a summary. Moving along.
What?
I don't know.
What?
It's late.
He was trying to narrate us.
Oh, okay. So, I enjoyed this week's episode.
Gray was awesome. He was great. Wizard.
No,
I really like Gray's outfit. I know I've said that a couple times when we were talking about scans, but his suit design is just really cool.
Now, Dawson, scans are what they are when you don't have the book in front of you.
Oh, that was years ago, man.
We're not letting it go.
I liked
when he tested them and they went into like the spirit thing. I'm like, look, this looks just like when they did it in Magi Ranger, and they went into that little thing. And then they were what did they do? They were all being attacked by the different powers. I thought that was fun.
Powers that be.
They just thought really hard and they got to win.
I like how, what's his name? Ramirez was supposedly
Jesus.
Hunting this guy down. And then, like, I feel like he found him and just never told anyone. He's like, oh, shit, yeah, I found that guy a while back. He was standing by a waterfall. And I was like, you know what? I could really go for some giant chicken nuggets. And so he went and got some. And then he forgot that he found the dude. And he's like, oh, yeah. And he's like, oh, I'm going to test him. He's like, oh, okay. So that's what happened there. But I like that he was different than Ramirez.
Why does Wurz's friends want me to play Cat? Leave me alone.
I like that Cat wanted to play Wurz's friends with Kiryu Gray. No, but that he was different than Ramirez, because Ramirez was kind of like friendly and helpful, and this guy was kind of more like
a douche.
Yeah, and like he was kind
of. I like how he revoked Daigo's Kiryuger card and said, "You're out. Get away. Uchi's leader now." Oh, okay.
I don't think you have the ability to do that. He's out. Okay.
What a douche.
What a douche.
Yeah, I enjoyed the fact that he's kind of a hard ass. It's a nice offset to just Kyuger in general, which is very fun and happy and light.
Boompaki's awesome.
So I kind of like that.
Boompaki was awesome. I like when he just tripped the dude. That was funny.
Well, I like when his tail's out, he's got a hard hat on. It's awesome.
Yeah.
That she said.
But you know what was cool to me too? It was like that how we have like the meteor bad guy, and then there's an actual explanation for why he's so strong.
I never really thought about it. Considering like the Ice Age guy was knocked out in like the first episode.
But they played him up. Like, he's like, here's our strongest warrior, episode one. They played that guy up.
And he got beat, like, in 2 seconds.
Yup.
Yeah, your mom likes dudes.
But I like their whole, like, get up with the things that killed dinosaurs. Poor dinosaurs.
Poor dinosaurs.
You know, now what are they going to do when he dies?
They're going to find the third strongest one. They're going to sneeze.
He is the third strongest one.
Yeah. Oh, they're going to find the fourth strongest one.
I was going to say, I hadn't even taken into account, like, the virus guy and disease.
Yeah, I didn't either. I just thought he was a strong dude.
Dogo's going to find another robot.
Okay.
Because he's going to ask that question, what's the most fun thing you do with robot parts? And he's also going to pick the cheese fridge. Future jokes. Yeah,
I like myself. I'm beautiful.
It's devolved now.
But yeah, this is a pretty fun episode. I can't wait to see more Gray transform and be like, Spirit Ranger, fire! But he won't do that because he's not English. He's broken silver.
When he was, like, given their test, was that his Gabu revolver, or did he just steal someone's?
I think he just stole one.
Okay, I was kind of curious.
I'm trying to figure out how that works. Is it just because they're dead they can't use one? Or, like, they can't hold it because they're not physical anymore? I don't know how this works.
Who, what?
Well, why would they be using it? They were asleep.
No, he's talking about the Spirit Rangers.
Oh, okay.
My assumption is that it's just from the era they were in. Because Uchi primarily uses a sword.
Yeah, because he's got a different transformation device, too, so.
Yeah.
They're back before they even had the idea for transformation devices. They just screamed.
Well, Uchi's transformation device is more of like a wrist-mounted crossbow than it is a gun. So.
It fits with
the era, is what I'm getting at.
Ramirez should have something Viking-themed.
Like doesn't have anything. They probably just didn't want to make individual ones for like him and Gray.
Maybe they have.
Well, then they should have given him a freaking gun and just been done with it and not even try to explain it away.
What?
Right. I hope Brian's voice, because they're so full of confusion. It's like all of the gears just stop. Like,
Yeah,
fun episode. I'm looking forward to
next week. See Boken Silver next week.
Next week.
I forgot there isn't anything going on next week.
What are we doing next week?
We're gonna do Ultimatum if it happens to release by then.
Oh, that would be fun.
But right now it's a big if. Yeah, you're.
Anyway, I was continuing with the discussion.
Okay.
I like the fact that it was Kiryu Red who was the loser of the bunch.
He was the winner and then became the loser.
Yeah, I like that he's, just because of his personality, he's kind of such a laid-back dude and nothing really bothers him or inhibits him. He is essentially just kind of perfect, so he can't grow.
I'm perfect.
I think that's an interesting way of going about it.
Daigo is as strong as he needs to be.
This next episode, he has to find his weakness.
That seems so silly. Like, oh, you're not bad at anything, so you're fired. Like you have to be terrible at something and have weakness.
Well, considering the enemies are getting stronger, and he's essentially hit his limit. You know, he may not have a weakness, but he's as strong as he's going to be.
Isn't that his weakness, then? So he has to overcome it?
Maybe it is.
His weakness is that he doesn't have a weakness, so he has to overcome the fact that he doesn't have weakness by creating a weakness.
Boom. Weaknessed. I don't know what I'm saying.
Oh my God. Well, like, Gray explains he's the idea, the concept of having, like, a light and a dark, so I guess having good and a bad. Or something, like, having, like you're good at stuff and you're bad at stuff. So like they all are bad at stuff, and then they found stuff to be good at. So, but he's already good at stuff, so he has to do the opposite in order to be accepted.
He can always learn another skill. Maybe he doesn't know how to make egg noodles. We can teach him that, and then boom, solved. I don't know. I just made up something.
Basically, he doesn't have the sort of dual nature that
the rest of them have.
That the rest of them have that Gray is sort of embodies. So he's too good, basically.
He's too awesome for words. Like me, I'm too awesome for words.
Totally. Yep.
Wizard. So how about that wizard?
How about it?
He was there. He did things.
So, I agree with Kevin. He was there. He did things.
Like, in general, I really didn't care for this arc at all. I was a little more entertained by this episode, mainly because of Golem's antics. And I thought the last, like, few minutes was fun. Just because, not fun, that's a weird word for it, but just interesting just to see White Wizard reveal himself and hopefully the beginning of some more interesting stuff. But,
yeah, I like to see that part. That soccer chick, she needed to go die.
She's the bee in apartment 23.
She's the bee in every apartment.
She was a really frustrating character.
She's probably just on her period.
Kind of like Kevin. But this episode overall, I was actually kind of surprised. I saw at least one person really liked it. I'm sure there were others who did. And not that I thought it was like a terrible episode. It was just kind of boring.
I was more disgruntled towards it after you reminded me last week that you kind of already had that backstory with his parents. And then you realize how stupid this is.
I didn't feel like this really added much.
It didn't. Except Haruto proved that you could trip somebody like that and not get hurt. She's like, see? You didn't even scream that time.
You know,
I forgot he had that backstory until just now.
It's nice that he has this dream and whatever that, or used to have anyway, but I don't know. It's just the whole two episodes was mostly just Haruto kind of moping around and the dude's girlfriend being just aggressive for very little reason sometimes.
Like
there were moments when she was being just nasty to him for no reason.
When he's clearly trying to protect him.
Saves his life, she gets angry. Kind of ridiculous.
Like, it was stupid to try to basically sort of give him a secondary motivation for being wizard. Whereas they could have done a sort of similar episode just showing that he had a dream of some sort and then he was kind of postponing it or making being wizard his new dream as opposed to having this whole thing about him destroying someone else's hope, which is part of the reason he was motivated. I think they could have just done without that because it just seemed like they were giving him multiple backstories. And I mean, I don't know, they just could have changed it up a little bit. It was kind of funny, like I just mentioned a minute ago, when they played, like, he pulled that same move on him and he tripped and was fine. And then his friend pulled that move on Haruto that caused him to be injured and Haruto jumped over it. He'd be like, see, that's how easy it is, bitch.
Yeah.
So he didn't say that. He was just like, la la la, soccer. Sorry. It looks like next week we're going to get some flashback about White Wizard talking to Antique Guy, whose name I've never learned.
Yeah, it looks like he's going to, look here, make these four rings. Why? Because.
I like how Golem delivered the ring, and Haruto looks at it, he's like, what's this? And then Eris is like, what the fuck is this? And like, it's clearly an eclipse ring. It's got the fucking sun, and the moon's covering the sun. It's clearly a goddamn eclipse. And he still, one, tries to use it, and two, just, it's clearly...
He was curious. He's like, I wonder if this works in the double driver.
Yeah, it's kind of... whatever, I'm not even going to bother.
What was I going to say? I'm just thought of...
Plus, it was gold.
Okay.
His rings are silver.
It's the wrong side. It's the double driver again. damn it, I just thought of something I wanted to say. Damn it. Stupid points being lost.
He should have just punched Cerberus when it jumped. Like, oh shit, he kidnapped and just punched.
He kidnapped a ring.
Cerberus.
That would have been funny. He just punches it.
Oh, it's a really stupid thing. I don't even. It's not even important. We're saying, but I always think it's funny when he. when he gets a giant like stone to make a ring out of, and then he just goes in there with his like file, and then it's a nice ring. I always wonder where the excess goes. Like, does he just file this down, puts it in this nice little case, and then what happens to the rest of it? Apparently, I'm the only one that thinks this is amusing.
It's gone.
No, I agree.
Maybe he eats it.
Okay.
That'd be killer on the digestive.
He's like one of those weird people that eats everything, like they'll eat laundry detergent and rocks and shit. I don't even know why I'm saying that. I have the weirdest, like, possible thoughts at night. Oh, okay.
I wish you knew what was wrong with you.
Me too.
I was just expecting a lot more out of this episode.
I wasn't. I just kind of expected to wrap up the soccer arc.
Well, I mean, like, I don't even know what I'm saying.
See?
For an episode that was supposed to be important and focusing on Haruto's past, it should have been a lot better.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to say, except I'm
yeah, I can see that.
Stupid. Mostly just like, stupid.
Like, I guess I could say that I was expecting more out of the arc in terms of what it was potentially offering, but in terms of going into this episode in particular, I wasn't expecting much. Next week looks to be interesting. We got Beast and a bike, and then everything else going on. So basically all the important stuff's happening while Beast is doing whatever his activity is that week. He's all going on. We're sworn rivals, and then basically he spent the whole episode being Haruto's assistant and trying to hook him up, back up with his best friend. He's like, yo, man, just tell him you love him, bro. It'll be fine. Just look at this picture, you two. Looking damn fine.
Beast gets to teach children how to ride a bike. I should
Brian hates bikes.
I hate bikes. Fuck this episode. I already hate it. It's got bikes.
That's just because you don't know how to ride a bike.
It's because I have to sell bikes. I don't care that I can't ride a bike.
I think it would have been funny if you had... I think you should have ridden the bike around the store. That's what I told him.
We get in trouble for that.
Well, on your last day, you could have done it.
I could have. I was too busy trying to figure out what to buy.
Damn it, Brian.
Bye, everyone. Stand in line. Okay, Akiba Ranger.
Yeah, Akiba Ranger. What happened?
Akiba Ninjutsu.
They went through the seasons of tropes.
Oh, yes. That's right. And they had, because he was controlling all the delusions, and then they had Itachi Boy and stuff.
They got to winter, and winter is when, like, the bad guy gets really strong, and they're really weak, and they're like, oh, we need a new robot to sell during Christmas time. And
unless you're GoBusters, and that's when all the shit hits the fan again.
Christmas is an awful time for those people. Every Christmas, they're just like, just break down crying because Christmas is awful. I was like, hey, Christmas, the GoBusters are like, fuck this shit.
This is when our parents died.
Christmas is awful. Fuck you, Santa.
Yuji's like, this is when your guy's parents died.
Sorry, parents.
Anyway, yeah, so Itachi Robo like got exploded. And
like, their secondary robo is a tiny... Would a rental car work?
He could afford a toy. And now Tamashii's going to make a new one with Boy on the hood. Or not on the hood, on the window.
Somewhere.
Like, I just love how they're like, oh, look, it's a Tasha boy. And he comes in and he's like super tiny. And they're like, it's like, see, look, it's like Titan Boy and Liner Boy and
Tackle Boy
and stuff. And
like, I said Tackle Boy.
And then he just like flies into this like little tiny thing and like takes out the monster. I'm like, oh, okay, that's funny. But it's kind of true because that's what happens, just not to that magnitude of size difference, but... This little tiny dude comes in and just beats the piss out of a monster, and you're like, how? Okay, whatever. Moving along.
Was there any old guy in hospital bed this week?
No. There was an empty hospital bed. There was no old guy in the bed, though.
Oh. No, he was there. She was talking to someone.
She was talking to no one. The bed was empty. She was just talking to herself, like, oh, you're feeling better, so you left.
They didn't show him.
What do you mean?
Why
would she say that to herself?
Why would she say that to
think
her
about
bed?
That for a second.
Because people do that. They sit there and they talk like the person's there, but they're not.
And yet they refer to themselves like that? Oh, you're feeling better?
Yeah.
Hilarious logic. She says you're feeling better, so she just seems he left. Funny.
Anyway, this It was an okay episode. I wasn't.
I feel like this season's thrilled going one way or another.
This season's been really weird.
Their canon's weird to me.
Okay, so. This past week, I recently finished up the second season of The Hero Yoshihiko. And it's kind of a similar series where it's more parody-like. It's a lot, you know, funnier as opposed to, like, actual plot. And the second season kind of blew. It really didn't feel like it was going anywhere. It just kind of went around in circles, and it wasn't overly fun. And it's kind of what I've been fearing would happen to Akiba Ranger this season. I still hope they do something interesting, especially since they have very few episodes left. But yeah, it just feels like comedy series seem like they're better fit for a smaller number of seasons.
Like, I was thinking about it too. It feels so weird, and it kind of reminds me of the way I feel about Portal 2 and Portal 1, where the first ones, like Portal 1 and then Occupation Season 1, are like some of my favorite things. And the second one is at things I enjoyed, but I just feel like they're trying too hard, where they're like, oh man, everyone loved these jokes, so let's just do this. Like, look, it's funny. Like, don't get me wrong, there's been some episodes and bits that I really enjoyed, but it just doesn't kind of stack up to how much I really liked one. Not like that's the Beastie original type thing, I hate to sound like that, but they really had some of them with season one, and it just seems like that happens in a lot of cases when someone has something successful. It's like they're like, oh man, they really liked it, let's just do this again. It's like when someone tells a joke and people start laughing, and then they just keep telling the joke until it's not funny anymore.
Look, I'm sorry, okay?
Yeah. The way I kind of feel about it is, there's only so much you can really do with a joke. Kind of like what you were saying, there's only so far you can stretch a bit. And
that's why we had to drop Kenji. There's only so far you can stretch a bit until it just stops being funny and just becomes stupid and sad.
So it's like, season one really had the benefit of having those really out of nowhere twists and just kind of all built up to this absurd, just everything was absurd. And season two kind of hit the reset button, but it's kind of mostly been relying on its references and the sort of funny bits from that season one also had. But I don't feel like it really has the same factor at play that season one did. There's still the, you know, mystery behind why is the delusion world suddenly affecting the real world and stuff like that, but I don't know. It doesn't feel
right.
As interesting, and I feel like the bit's kind of getting old.
Like, I kind of wish that it hadn't gone for a second season, and season one had just gone a couple extra episodes that just included some of the bits I liked. And because there was some stuff I liked. It's not like it's an awful thing to get through. It's not the same.
Yeah, I did enjoy some of the things earlier, like y'all said, but it's just, I don't know. Like, it doesn't feel like, it feels like the magic just isn't there like it was the first time around. Like, I don't know how to say it differently than repeating what you people already said, but, like, I enjoy season two. It just feels like whatever they had in season one just isn't there. Like, it's partially there because there are funny things, and, like, they are still, you know, doing things like, oh, we're making fun of different tropes, and it's kind of funny, but it just is like, okay, this is what we're doing now.
Like, whatever twist the finale's leading towards will have to be pretty crazy to surprise me at all, because we're kind of expecting it now, because, like, you...
It's probably something with an alpaca, because that's next week.
Because, like Aerosol said, they had that benefit of, like, the surprise. Like, I honestly, last year, was not expecting it to have basically two plot twists in which it started becoming serious and then becoming self-aware. I did not expect that at all.
Nor the main villain was Toei, as it is in real life, but...
The main villain of life is Toei. I would say the main villain of life is Saban.
Well, I think the main villain of life, and this is something I forgot to mention during the E3 thing, is In-N-Out Burger. What is with these people in In-N-Out Burger?
Are you talking about the picture of Miyamoto?
Yes, about a week or so ago, there's Hector being all like, I'll kill you for In-N-Out Burger. I'm like, the fuck is wrong with you, Hector? And then now over here, we got Miyamoto's like, I need some In-N-Out. And I'm like, no, you don't. Go away.
You're the only sane people in the world. That's disturbing.
Then on top of that, there was a picture of him with the In-N-Out Burger. I'm like, no. No, Miyamoto, no, don't do it. But he did it anyway. He doesn't listen. He's not good with English. Fuck, man. In-N-Out Burgers. They're disgusting. Did they even watch RRR, the movie? Probably not.
It's an international hit. It was screened in Malaysia.
This doesn't work. Tell them you're a Malaysian child. Then you'll get sympathy.
I think it was AJ Wentz that commented, or Adam Wentz, or whatever, something Wentz commented, said, a sympathetic note in Dawson's heart. Funniest part in the whole video.
The funniest part is just the idea of Dawson having a heart.
Exactly.
Penis.
Funny joke. Actually, that was a segue into Garo.
No, I said, we have to, hold on.
Is that another segment?
No, we have to take Kevin out back and shoot him.
Oh, shit, I forgot about that.
Excuse us while we execute one of our members.
Garo.
Sorry, I was just laughing at that joke we told just before the segment. Ha! No.
This episode was stupid. Moving along.
Ramble, ramble, ramble time!
It wasn't super stupid, it was just kind of really boring.
You're really boring. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I didn't think it was too overly interesting. I like the fact that they are sort of showing how people view Ryuga now. Yeah. That he's been kind of publicly outed as being a murderer.
I feel like the next couple of episodes are going to randomly feature side stories where he just does something good to try to convince people he's not a murderer.
Yeah. So, I have to say, and this could likely just be explained by him trying to hunt the horror down, but why was Ryuga following that kid around?
Because he's a creepy stalker.
Yeah,
I'm a wanted criminal for murder. Bar. I'm gonna stalk this kid.
Well, he's standing outside of his window at night, smiling at him in his creepy janitor outfit.
I'm glad I wasn't the only one that thought that was really creepy.
I'm just like, dude, this shouldn't you be hunting the horror? Usually you're good at this kind of.
He didn't need the kid,
No, he didn't.
It's not like he needed the kid as bait or anything. He was just fucking stalking the kid. Well.
Yeah.
Kid's potential love interest died.
That was cool. Yeah. The episode focused primarily on the kid, and not so much Ryuga.
Was the dad ever seen before? Were we supposed to know who he was? I don't think so.
I don't remember seeing him anywhere, no.
I just wanted to make sure.
I hadn't even thought about it, to be honest. the dad was a dick. It just kind of followed this kid who just wasn't overly interesting. He kind of got the gist of his story. He didn't really want to follow in his dad's footsteps and whatnot. And
he was too busy listening to Beats by Dre.
He got wrapped up in a
headphone.
The whole horror murder thing. And that's kind of the story. That's just the episode. Turned out his teacher was the killer.
It was also Hurricane Blue.
Yeah.
who can't stay the fuck away from a Togu show. Add Garo to the list.
I was wondering when she'd show up.
Jesus Christ, woman, calm the fuck down. Like, seriously, is there one Togu that you can not be in? You're in Rider, multiple Riders. You're in Sentai, multiple times.
She was in,
Garo. She was in Canon.
Yeah,
I was going to say. She was in
K-Tai. She played a prostitute in Daimajin. Well, they referred to it as a healer, but you knew where she came from.
A healer. I'll remember that next time.
But yeah, kind of like what you said earlier about the next episodes maybe focusing on just how people view Ryuga and him sort of showing that he's not a serial killer or whatever he's been branded as.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm okay with. I do hope that the next few episodes, if that does happen, are a little more interesting.
Yeah, the next episode has other people in it, so that's a start.
I didn't so much find this episode to be stupid or anything. Just it was kind of slow.
It was very slow.
Didn't really have a lot going for it. And
that guy's song from the other episode a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I noticed that.
I was like, that's his jam.
Even the fight for this episode was kind of subpar. It was
awful.
Yeah. Especially when you're coming down from last week's episode, which had a very good fight scene. So
the Garo tricks are for kids. I don't know what I'm saying.
Now I think it really is time for ramble time.
Ramble, ramble, ramble
time. Follow that Master Chief. Sorry, I just feel like doing that.
Oh shit, it's the Dawson.
Yeah, I was here, I was just muted. I
have to deal with the echo.
Well, I don't have a comeback, so you're just going to have to deal with it. I just always say well, and then usually I think of something, and that time I was like, I got nothing. Except for this bit about not having a comeback. Speaking of comeback, Pokemon. That was actually kind of perfect, because Charizard made a comeback. He was like, ugh.
I actually really liked this episode, not because it was like a good episode, but it was really fun to see a bunch of old scenes redone in the new art style.
And Brock, he was like, hey, I'm like silent, but not annoying. Brock was boring, yeah, but at least he wasn't annoying. Anyway, silent rants aside. Yeah, this episode I enjoyed quite a bit. It's like probably one of my most enjoyed episodes of this series since very early on. Because it was neat to see all the scenes redone from even more than just like when Ash met Charmander. Like, they went all throughout his history, which is really neat. And it's just nice when they acknowledge like the past, just because it's like our sort of reward for still following this after like 15 years. Like, there's all these little kids that are just like, Pokemon, woo! And we're just sitting here loyally watching this since we were, Pokemon, woo! Like, this is what happens. And it's funny because of how different it is from the beginning, where they practically made it seem like this was a different universe where Ash never had all those other adventures, to now we're having like constant mentions of all of Ash's previous adventures and whatnot.
Yeah, because like Japan just had the one where they flash back to Butterfree.
And Brian's gonna be a mess when that happens.
I'll be on that episode of the podcast. I'll just hit the record button and leave.
Brian's depression finally overcame him. First it was too much toys, then it was Butterfree. And He's there for quite a while, because right now in Japan he's still on his party. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
I checked the screen caps, and he keeps him on there in the same team as Pignite. I'm like, dude, you don't need two fire types. I mean, I get it, it's going to be a Pignite, but, you know, you got other people to rotate.
Well, Ash isn't the brightest.
It doesn't matter, some Charizard. He's all cool, and he fought Dragonite, and Ends like, oh, you both proved you're strong. I'm like, oh, okay.
Iris.
Is he a Dragonite?
I thought he was a Dragon-type. I'm sitting there going, I know, right? They're sitting here making fairies and shit. I'm like, you should just make Charizard a Dragon-type. Should solve all your problems.
Did you see, I don't know if we already talked about this in the Pokemon discussion, but in those scans they showed that one of the gym leaders is going to be in the anime at some point. Yeah. So she'll be a little introduction. Because we only have like maybe 3 months, because they might even start the anime portion of like X and Y stuff earlier. Because didn't Black and White stuff start earlier? A smidge than when the games came out? Maybe that was just here.
I think that was just here.
Because like it seems like they're really stretching time now. Because we only have a few months left before they can start digging into the new material.
Like, I'm curious on what they're going to do.
Make more anime. I want them to see them...
Like, Japan, it's fine, because they're going to start the X and Y anime stuff about the same time that the game comes out. But the game comes out the same time here.
Oh, yeah.
But we're...
behind.
About 2 months or so behind in the anime.
I forgot about that whole bit.
Wondering if we're gonna like do two different shows at once, maybe, or just ignore it and be behind.
Maybe we'll just do like Yu-Gi-Oh! And just stop. When they're like, oh, we're really far behind, so they don't need to see the fourth season and the end of these storylines. Let's just cut the end of 5Ds and GX. I wouldn't really mind if they just finish out running it. Here, I mean, if we're behind it, I guess it doesn't necessarily matter. I don't know.
They could skip the island shit that they're doing.
But Butterfree.
Okay.
I don't know. They could just cut out all the filler episodes. Should that mean skipping the whole thing? Okay, you're right.
I was going to say, that's like this entire arc.
I do want them to use, like I mentioned to you yesterday, those characters that they showed that are like your friend characters.
Uh-huh.
Like, I want Silent and Iris to get killed off. Like, not just leave, like, killed off. And then, I think that fat guy could be a funny character. Just automatically assume. He can be like JB or JP or whatever his name was from Frontier. He can turn into a Beetlemon. And Metal Cub would turn him on, and they'll be like, what is that? I don't know what I'm saying. But I don't know, because there's three of them, and they can have, like, a max character that guides them and gets them lost, and... I don't know. I just really don't want Iris and Silent to stick around. And I think it could be fun to have a little bigger of a party.
They won't. I mean, Iris and Silent won't be around for X and Y. It just wouldn't really make sense for them to.
Yeah. But I think those new characters could be fun if they add them. Still watching it. One of these days he's going to become a Pokemon Master, and I'm going to be here for that day.
Keep on.
I want to be a Pokemon Master. What does that entail? Shut up.
What does that entail?
I'm not sure.
I caught a lot of Tauros.
Maybe that counts. Maybe I can just call it a day.
I caught like 30 Tauros. Does that make me a Pokemon Master?
Like when they're talking about his earlier adventures. Oh yeah, I met Charmander a long time ago when I was 10. How old are you now? 10. Pokemon.
Pokemon.
It's a battle, we never lose. This is the part where Kevin would get going and then we'll be like, I'm so sorry I started it. Yep.
Yep.
Alright, so what's next?
Dan Ball.
They found the secret lab is just a paint spray. You can just repaint all your stuff. Tiny lab.
Wait, how does this lab work? This lab exists in a fictional like world setting. So like he docks the ship at the lab, and then all of a sudden his computer's better than it was. Or he has a computer. I don't know.
It's a tiny lab. Brian and I were talking about it, we're watching it. Like, just the idea is funny that they built, like, a tiny lab and shit. Like, they built tiny everything, if you know what I mean. Does it make sense?
Okay. It's like, oh, this lab can do calculations that would take me a month and a second. I'm like, okay.
It's how? Tiniest supercomputer. They do have tiny robots, so tiny computers are on a stretch.
Tiny computers.
The episode was overall just kind of an okay one. There wasn't really, you know, that much other than they upgraded the armor and Val Sparrow, she used it. And they fought stuff. They fought that the guy that was, like, not Violet Golem. Shit. I mean, Violet Devil. Because he was, like, a white version.
There was they didn't even fight him. He was just standing there.
Well, he was very antagonistic when he stood there. I don't even... David Bryan, you and your logic. They fought the killer droid that they called something else. They called it, like...
Large droid.
I call killer droids large droids. Call killer droids big old cookies. Doesn't make sense. And they couldn't handle it even though they, like, killed a bunch of them in the old series. I don't know why they allowed those to continue to be made. They were, like...
They're like, oh... Rushus invented them. I'm like, no, they didn't.
Omega 9 did. You just stole technology from terrorists. Congratulations, Russia.
There's also this very brief underlying side story, I guess, about Hikaru not trusting his teammates, and that's why Vol Sparrows was using the armor.
You gotta...
You got a friend in me. Sorry. He's just very confused because he's not sure if he's a boy or a girl, so it makes him very, very wary about people.
Towards the end, he was all like,
I'm a boy.
Yep, that's exactly what he said.
Plot resolved.
It's true.
No, he was talking about how he was sent as a rival or something. I don't know.
Everyone and their rivals.
Japan loves rivals, like...
Beast, Wizard's my sworn rival. He's my sworn rival! That's why I'm always just helping him out.
Yeah, you can't just say that you're someone's rival and be their rival. I feel like there's some sort of, you know, actual rivalry that has to be involved.
Brett Owens is my sworn enemy because we were born on the same day. So, that's pretty clear. We were destined to be enemies. I'm just saying. I used to know this kid in preschool. I haven't talked to him since, but I found out he was born the same day as me, and ever since, he's been my sworn rival. It's like a running bit. I hate that guy. Why? He's born on the same day as me. What a copycat. Anyway, I don't know what I'm talking about.
This is the shit we're talking about, Dawson.
This is ramble time now. We're going to be talking about this because all the shows are dying.
This is true.
Speaking of dying shows, Transformers.
It was actually really good this week.
It was. There was no Autobots in it at all, unless I missed a scene, but it was all Decepticon zombie stuff. So two things I like, robots and zombies, so it's pretty much a win. Like I said, Starscream and...
Knockout.
Yeah, there we go. It's like that haircut place. They made a funny, like, kind of comedy duo. Like, it's kind of like Mikey, where I remember they said something funny, but I can't remember what it was. But there was a couple lines I laughed at, and they just kind of, in general, made a funny duo, like, trying to, like, solve this problem together. And it was just kind of entertaining to watch, and it was interesting all their stuff they were doing with, what was his name, Sly?
Silas.
Yeah. Oh, Silas Clay. And not John Casey. I was like, oh my god, it's John Casey. No, it's just an asshole. They hate when that happens. It's just an And they woke Black Arachne up, and she's like, oh, new zombie. You know?
She's like, oh, I'm normal. Everything's okay.
I'm going to eat people.
End of the episode, starts eating insecticons. And like, it was funny because the way that the mutant Terracon mouth opened... were exactly like horrors in New Garo.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, oh my god, they all turned into horror cons.
Let's play horror or horror on Transformers. You'd never expect to play that game. But yeah, it was definitely a more entertaining episode than we've gotten the last few weeks. It seemed kind of random, though, they're seemingly opening up a different plot line when we have so little time left.
Yeah, because there isn't that many episodes left. And they didn't really need to open up this whole Terracon arachnid thing.
Could possibly just go nowhere. They could just leave her there eating her minions and not make anything of it or something.
That's true.
Or it could possibly tie into it somehow. I'm not sure.
Probably not going to tie into anything.
You're not going to tie into anything. Nope. It's like the latest thing. Just someone says something and we just like turn it back on them for no apparent reason. Yep, Transformers. They're robots in disguise.
Ramble time, so
lively. So it is. Remember that time we were like, Big Boy and Busty, Fox Kids, and I couldn't remember the name of Galador? And I always get so excited when I remember it, because I forget it for such long amounts of time. Luckily, I liked it on Facebook, so now I can look it up. Yeah. I bet that show's awful now if I go back and watch it.
I've watched a few episodes since then, like a couple months ago.
Oh, really? How does it hold up?
It's really fucking cheesy.
And assumed.
It's not... What I was going to say is not terrible, but it depends on where your idea of terrible rates on the scale of not terrible and terrible.
that was genius.
So, yeah, it's just, it's really cheesy. I don't know. I think it's kind of it can be kind of fun if you're like an old fan just going back and watching it again. But
it's not terrible, but it depends on your definition of terrible.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Well, some people have different definitions of terrible. Some people actually like the shit that I hate.
That's just unacceptable.
I agree.
I don't.
Well.
You're terrible. No, I'm just kidding. Damn it, Charles. That's it. You're done. But I don't know. I might go back and watch a few episodes. It'll probably just shatter my illusion of it. All I remember about it is that I liked it at the time and that I could switch arms and I have, like, one toy of, like, him who switched arms and, like, a giant frog creature.
I've got a bunch of the toys.
And I have, like, a little pamphlet of it that I find every so now and
every so now and then again.
I thought of several different senses, and they all came out at once. But I'll just, like, randomly find it whenever I'm looking for something or cleaning something out. Like, it'll just be like, oh, look, a Galador pamphlet.
Oh, how the turntables.
Yeah. I have a box around here somewhere that still have all of my Galador toys. They were fun. I actually kind of like them.
Didn't Lego make them?
Yeah, Lego made them.
I like Bionicles. They were fun. That was a fad. That's cool.
Actually, they still kind of make Bionicles.
Didn't they rename them? Like,
turned into the Hero Factory things. Yeah. They're not bad. I actually own several.
I was going to get the Chima ones that they made of the Hero Factory style. But I haven't picked any of them up yet because I'm poor. No,
guys, nothing beats the original Bionicles. Don't even try.
Well, I have a fan. I have a friend who's like that. He collected Bionicles as a kid, like I did, and so he's really uber nostalgic for it. So he picks up one of the Hero Factory figures I have lying around my room. And he's like, oh, man, these look like crap. They really don't make them like they used to. So I dig out one of my old Bionicles and I just hand it to him. I'm like, look, they're shit, dude. Like, and he's just like held both of them and like stared at them for a few minutes. He still thinks that they're better. Like, really? They have no joints.
I don't even know where they are. I remember building like the giant monster thing you could build out of all of them and putting it in a drawer. I just don't remember which one.
I remember when they had the Toa of Light and it was like the coolest thing ever. It's like, oh shit, dude. Six Ranger.
I remember the Toa. I think all I have is like the original ones, and then like the little mini ones they made. They're like mini people, midgets, Toa midgets. I don't know what they were called. They just kept making more things of like Neo Toa and Toa Extreme. I just made that up. Well, thank you, Brian. Brian's clearly a Bionicle enthusiast.
I love Bionicle.
Brian pushes a button, all of his Toku shelves rotate to reveal Bionicle shrines. He has a mask of like the original red Toa guy. Remember his name? What's his name, Brian?
I don't remember.
Ball Sparrows. I'm just kidding. They were all named Ball Sparrows.
I used to get the free Lego magazine when I was a kid. So I got all of the comic books that were connected to Bionicle. I would actually look forward to it each month.
Oh yeah, I have one of those comic books.
To get a new comic.
My friend had given it to me during a class to look at, and I took it with me, and then I had it always. That's how I got Super Mario Land 2 also. I borrowed it. I never gave it back. He moved. I don't even think he knows I still have it. It's mine now.
I don't know what just happened.
This is such a tangent.
This happened to me on several occasions. Do you want your... Oh, someone else lives here now. Okay, cool. Free game. The bottom line is, nothing beats the original Bionicles. No, I'm kidding.
Well, I mean, I said that they were shit. They're not shit.
They're cool designs.
Yeah. I still think they're neat. I just think that Lego has come quite a ways since they made those older figures.
Damn it, I want to dig my Bionicles out and just like look at them and display them. I have like a bunch of like the McDonald's ones too. I think they're like disc shooters and stuff.
I have a couple of those as well.
This is how people bond over Bionicles and stealing people's games. That's just me.
Yeah, I don't steal. I'm a...
Damn it, Brian. Don't be such a goody two shoes. I'm clearly a rebel. I've been to juvie. No, I haven't. Aerosol's like the most hardcore out of all of us. He's been stabbed, saw a 5-way, almost got attacked by a hobo. Remember that orgy you almost saw in the bathroom?
Oh, yeah,
I can remember it better than you.
No, I remember what you're talking about.
Like, just to keep, I always picture it, it's so funny. Like, coming out of the stall, just happening, you're just whistling, wash your hands, walk out. Like, it's just so awkward. One day I shall tell this story on a podcast.
The story of me getting almost mugged was actually on a radio show. My friend who was with me during it, I guess, told a couple of people that he knew, and they I don't know if they know people who like host a radio show or like are actual hosts of radio shows themselves, but I just know that in a nearby city here there was like that story got retold on the air.
What did he say again? Give me your money, son. Or give me your money, homie.
Yeah, it was like, yo, homie, why get robbed or something like that.
You just laugh at him?
I couldn't help it.
I laugh in the face of danger. Is this really happening right now? Are you for real? Bitch, those were Hebrew nationals. African American, that was great value.
jump.
The house is jumping. Sorry, I was thinking of the song. Now I'm thinking of Smart House, and I'm thinking of Horse Sense because that was an amazing movie.
Oh my god.
Had everything.
I don't know why, but that actually reminded me of it, in the how to video. I actually had to censor one of my comment because I didn't know till later that it said the N-word after I put in the Ebonics translator. So I'm like watching the video back, I'm like, oh shit. It's like the fifth word of the sentence. It's right there.
Oh, good times. Everyone should check out that video. That's exactly how you buy toys on the internet. No joke.
How else do we have for this show?
For ramble time or podcasts?
I mean, we got Sam and Cat if you want to talk about it. But
oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
It's going to be one of those comedy shows where you just go, oh, that was funny, and then move on.
Sam and Cat was funny. Now on to Twitter.
It was okay.
I liked the part where I haven't tweeted about it. She handed Sam the baby. She just goes, I don't want this beast. I thought that was funny. I don't know why. And
it was like the way I went into it was it's a pilot,
uh-huh.
So I feel like it's probably still it doesn't quite have it nailed down exactly what it wants to be.
Yeah,
like I remember, like if you go back and watch the Victorious pilot, it's not great.
Yeah, Rex was gigantic.
Yeah,
that's when you know.
Like, I think Victorious is like a perfect example of just a show getting better with time.
Kind of like Parks and Rec. But there was like a couple parts I liked. Like I liked that. Just Cat's general stupidity. I don't really like that new character kid. It's like their neighbor. Yeah. I remember his name, Tommy Bahama or something. But it seems weird because, like, obviously this isn't a super plot-heavy show or anything, but, like, iCarly got a proper finale, but Victorious didn't. So it just seems weird that Kat's never going to see any of her friends ever again. I mean, I'm sure that there'll probably be some sort of, like, guest appearances, but just right now it just seems kind of funny because she always was hanging out with this group of, like, 7 people, and now she'll just never see them again.
Well, she apparently still goes to school.
Yeah, she's like, how was school? She's like, learning. I'm like, okay, so let's just pretend when she goes to school, she's off at Victorious. And then she comes back into the show.
Apparently, like, her group of friends are just really normal now. They never get into any trouble.
No more adventures. They don't go to Urbanian prisons or whatever it was. I really liked that episode. How you get your hair so fluffy. Pause. Talas! I love that guy.
I do feel like it would be a missed opportunity to not have a few, like, just guest appearances would be fine with me from either of the shows, really. Probably be a little harder to do it from iCarly, but for Victorious, you could do it easily, I would imagine.
Considering it's like the same setting and whatnot. Knowing Dan Schneider shows, you know they'll show up at some point, probably some of them. I think they should have just added Sam to the cast of Victorious.
Probably would have been easier.
I just liked Victorious. It was funny. It was kind of sad it didn't get a proper ending.
Yeah.
I think iCarly is the only one I can think of that's gotten one. Not even Drake and Josh really necessarily did.
Well, Drake and Josh at least managed to get a couple of movies after it.
They got really big shrimp, which is sort of his finale, I guess, and then they got the Christmas movie. And
yeah. I really wouldn't mind seeing that happen for Victorious or even iCarly. Just seeing, like, a movie afterward would be just kind of fun.
They'll probably do that at some point. It was popular enough. They can hold the entire crossover in Sam and Cat since it's a... Well, it's not really a crossover. It's like the same show, but it is a crossover. I'm trying to justify it so it's within WATO policies.
It's a spinoff.
I forgot that was the thing.
It's like a double spinoff. This is like the first double spinoff I've ever seen. I also did like that kind of like self-referential bit where she was like, we have this whole kind of opposite dynamic, you know, like potential for more adventures. I thought that was funny.
It is going to have a new episode this Saturday.
Then we'll have so much more to talk about next week. It will be really plot heavy. I don't know. It's still. I'm glad there's something to watch from Dan Schneider, just because I do enjoy his shows.
Yeah.
And I like those two characters because they can be funny. Cat's really stupid funny. I'm also thinking of, apart from that episode when they were in prison, when Kat said, "I joined a prison game." And then Psychoids is like, "Oh, Kat, you're so filled with joy and stupidity." And then she just goes,
I am kind of curious how they're going to manage Kat as a main character, just because I don't know, she felt like she worked a lot better as a side character.
Yeah.
Because she could just come in with those random moments that made no sense. And then just, you know, you could forget about it for a couple of scenes.
It should be interesting. I was thinking of that. She's so stupid. It's funny. Don't forget three. even she didn't understand that Sam was going to stay there. I already found you a roommate. Oh my god, who is she? good times. I think they should make a guest appearance from Psychoids, just because I always enjoy seeing Psychoids.
So what do we have next? Anything?
I don't think so.
I was going to suggest Revolution, but forgot that last week was the finale.
Yeah, we done got nothing.
Well, we would have Falling Skies, Brian, but...
Yeah, well...
See? That's me thinking of a comeback. Well, damn it. Couldn't think of anything. There was aliens and there was fighting. And Locke got shot.
Okay. Sounds horrible.
Yep. I mean, the show was good, but the shooting probably wasn't so good for Locke.
No, I wouldn't think so. Seems like a bad thing. I mean, getting shot.
Ping.
Yeah.
Now it's time for...
Tweeter questions of the week. Not even sure what happened.
I freaked out, that's what happened.
Okay. So, yeah, this week we're just going to read all the questions because we didn't put any sort of thought into picking any.
Next week we're going to carefully select your questions. 1 week later, oh, shit. Read them all.
Oh, shit.
The bottom line is we'll probably try to select some ones from now on, but basically we'll do what we like.
I don't know why we have to clarify this.
This is true.
It's not like the audience has a full list of the questions that we get. I don't even have a full list of the questions that we get. Brian just starts reading, and I just answer things.
I think Brian makes some of them up.
Yep, that's it. That's what I do.
Yeah, that's what I says.
That says what it says. Okay, so Chenix says... given all the shitty weather recently, this leads to think of this week's question. What is the worst weather situation you have been in during your lifespan?
I was once burned alive. I'm kidding. I'm pretty traumatic. I would look even uglier than I do now. I haven't really been in any, like, legitimate, like, situations where it was, like, a flood or, like, a tornado that knocked down anything near me or anything. I mean, you get tornado warnings here all the time. It's like, you're just going throughout your day, hear the sirens, instant feeling of diarrhea because you just panic. I'm like, this is the time. This is the year the house is gone. but I've been in some, really, like, non-threatening, but some intense microbursts, like, windstorms that are actually pretty funny. Because they're all at farmers' markets, and so it's hilarious when things happen, like, because a tent will go flying, and there'll be this collective gasp, and it's hilarious, and I've seen tents go flying, tables flying, like, glass jars splattering, and, like, it's always kind of hilarious, just because of, like, the chaos of it, because, like, the sky's dark, there's, like, things swirling through the air, like, children screaming, and I'm just kind of laughing, because I'm like, oh my god, this is hilarious! But it's dramatic. This is one time that I was actually walking back from like Target back to the market, and it was just at the start of a microburst storm, and some lady was trying to put down her tent, and it flew towards me, and it was on its side, and I just, like, stopped it with my foot. Like, it just seemed really funny. Like, I thought I was cool. Like, I was just walking, and it comes towards me, and I just put my foot down, stop it, and then just keep walking. I don't even know how I stopped it, because it was a gigantic tent.
You're such a hard-ass Dawson.
It was just funny. It was, like, a funny moment.
Wish I was as cool as you.
So do I. I'm just kidding. That was cool as myself.
I tend to react to bad weather a lot like how I react to getting mugged.
Just laugh at it?
Yeah. Well, it's entertaining.
Oh, I have another
See,
one.
we grew up in the country, so we got tornadoes just all the time. They happen quite frequently. I had a tornado blow, like, right through my backyard. Mind you, my backyard was, like, the size of a football field, so it wasn't that big of a deal, but still, we would go outside and we'd watch
and play in tornadoes.
We watched the tornadoes pass by and
wait,
stuff like that.
The tornadoes.
Like I was when I started going to college, and obviously I was in Chicago by then, so. There was one night when everyone was going just ballistic because they kept saying, oh, a tornado's coming. We have really bad weather. A tornado's coming. And I took a walk just because, and I kept getting stopped by security, and they kept telling me to go to the basement. I'm like, it's a really nice day out, guys. And it was. It was just kind of windy, you know?
I think it's funny because that, like, reminds me of way it was. It wasn't this time when I went to California, but, like, the last time when Brian and everyone wasn't there, the way they were, like, really excited by the potential that they might have had a tornado. Like, we don't get as many touchdowns here, but, like, a lot of the times during the middle of summer, we get, like, warnings and ones that form every day. So it's, like, a daily occurrence. So even though I freak out if it's close here, it's a pretty normal occurrence. And I was watching the weather before I went to sleep. God, that sounds really nerdy. But they were like, yesterday we had a report that one of the clouds might have had a slight rotation in it. We have our experts on it. That's literally, like, what they said. Like, it wasn't even from today. It was from yesterday that they were, like, going over the whatever they do with other people. And they found, like, there might have been rotation in a certain cloud, and I'm like, are you serious? Like, because there might have been potential for a tornado. They were excited. Oh, it was hilarious.
During that same day that the alleged tornado happened, it didn't actually happen, but I had gone back to my room after taking a walk, and after a while, one of my friends walks by the door and he just looks in, and you know, I'm just sitting there at my computer just kind of lounging, and he just throws his arms up in the air. He's like, what the hell? Like, what? What's up? I was in the basement for the past hour and a half. What are you doing up here?
Aerosol, he laughs in the face of danger.
Well, you know, they... It was just kind of windy, and people were just kind of, you know, worked up by the idea of there being bad weather, and there really wasn't. There really wasn't anything to worry about. The worst thing that has happened to my hometown, was a few years ago. A good chunk of the town got wrecked up by a tornado, and even then, like, the damage was pretty bad, but there wasn't really a lot of people that got hurt. And I don't think anybody actually got killed, either.
Like, everyone was... there saw his hometown as a badass. I have another small story. It's not really... It wasn't, like, a traumatic experience, but I remember it was kind of funny. It was a couple years ago when I went to go see Dark of the Moon with my friend. And when we got there, it was really sunny. And, you know, it was kind of a long movie. And we get out, and it was, like, flash flooding. It wasn't, like, ridiculous flooding, but it was enough. It was, like, over the sidewalk, and it was, like, it was like a little bit up your ankles, and like it was raining really heavily, and it was just kind of funny because my friend's like, "You see what happens? You take me to this movie, and now it's the end of the world." And it was just kind of funny because of how it was like perfectly matched, like the gray sort of somber tone of the end of the movie. And but the funny part was when we were trying to figure out where to cross to get back to the car because the water was so deep, we wanted to like try to keep as dry as possible. We saw this woman and her daughter start crossing, but they did it so weird. They both simultaneously leaped into the middle of the street and then just screamed. Like, they just jumped and they went, "Ah!" I'm like, "It's just rain. It's going to be okay." And like, it wasn't traumatic. It was mainly just funny, just seeing that. And I remember it was funny because the car next to us had all their windows rolled down when we got there. And I was thinking how they're going to get robbed. And then we get there and their car's like flooding because he left all the windows open. And it was kind of not that traumatic, but kind of scary driving home because water kept splashing on the windshield so we couldn't see anything. And so my friend just kept screaming. And that was fun. But yeah, it was nothing really traumatic. It's mainly just kind of funny stories that come out of this.
Mine really isn't traumatic either. I haven't had any traumatic weather experience. Michigan weather is basically just like the most bipolar of people in weather form. And you got Michigan weather.
That's such a weird way of describing
like,
it.
It's the most bipolar.
This season alone, we had, like, a day where we were almost, like, in 92, and then the next day we were back in long-sleeve shirts and pants, there we go, because it was down to, like, 68. I'm like, this is fucking stupid. This one day, we seriously went through, like, the entire circle of seasons. It snowed, it rained, it was sunny for a brief period. I think flowers bloomed, birds were born. And
birds were born. Michigan birds will be born. It's the trailer.
And, I mean, Chenix knows because he lives not too far away from me. Like, Michigan weather is just nuts.
It's kind of like that.
It's never
here too.
Really bad. It's just you never know, like, how to dress or what to prepare for because all of a sudden it'll just start raining out of nowhere or, like, sleeting in the summer. And that's always fun. But this one time we had really strong winds.
At band camp.
And I had a trampoline. And so the wind, like, just was really, really strong. It picked up my trampoline. It threw it into my deck. And it hit the support columns.
Who?
And it just, like, it just kept going. It tore the entire, like, roof section of my deck right off of the house. And the entire thing collapsed. So I was upstairs in my room, sleeping. And then I just hear this. I'm like, what the fuck was that? And I just kind of ignore it. And so I'm like, you know what? I'm really hungry. I need to go make And so mom was asleep because she works midnight, so she was still sleeping. I went downstairs to go make lunch, and I look out the kitchen window, and I just see the roof of the deck right in the window. I'm like, that's not supposed to be there.
And then he continued making a sandwich.
So I open up the curtains to the back porch, and there's just, I can't get out. There's just, like, roof. Look right at the doorway. I'm like, well, this is fun. And so we had to get a new, like, the deck was okay, but the entire, like, roof section, all the support columns were all dead, so we had to redo our entire back patio. It was really stupid. Like I said, not traumatizing. In fact, I thought it was kind of funny.
Here's giant collapse. I need to make lunch.
And I go upstairs. Because I'm like, well, this is kind of important. So I wake my mom up, and she's like, what? I'm like, the roof fell down.
You just stated it so matter-of-fact. Like, well, you know, just whatever. Made a sandwich, roof fell.
I didn't really know what to say.
Don't worry, the kitchen's fine.
I like how you thought about, like, you had to assess whether it was important enough to wake your mom up. Like, you just go to wake her up. 10 or higher, bro. I think this is a 10. The roof is down.
Like, I mean, there really isn't anything that she could do.
On the positive side, this sandwich, delicious. Takes bite.
But yeah, that was my experience. Really boring, actually, but that was really funny. Superpower Geek, this was relevant-ish when he asked it, but what did you think of Iron Man 3, and what is your favorite Marvel Cinematic Universe movie?
I have not seen Iron Man 3.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, neither have I.
I'm going to wait for the DVD.
I don't wait for Robert Downey Jr., so...
I meant to go, but then the theater closest to me, like, didn't have it. It was only 2 weeks after it premiered, and they got rid of it.
Really?
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
What kind of shit is that? Gee. Okay. Anyway, it was really good.
Gee. <Okay.
laughs> My favorite... Is Avengers a cop-out answer? I think it is. Outside of Avengers, probably Iron Man 2.
Daredevil. 1. I'm just kidding.
Anything with Robert Downey Jr. in it. So any of the Iron Men. But really Avengers.
Because it has Iron Man in it. Iron Man. I think. Like... Out of, like, all the Marvel movies, my favorite is still Spider-Man 2. I don't know if that counts or if you're asking specifically about, like, the Avengers ones.
Marvel Cinematic Universe. That's anything connected to the Avengers.
Oh, okay. So not Spider-Man. So
not too. Spider-Man, because that's Sony.
Not even Amazing Spider-Man works. I have to think. God damn it. I hate using my brain.
Oh, man. I'm Dawson. I can't brain.
I can't brain.
Okay, you got Iron Man, Iron Man 2, Captain America, Hulk, okay. Thor, Avengers.
Ant-Man. No, I'm kidding. I really did like Iron Man 1, but I actually am going to say Captain America. I really liked that movie.
That was actually going to be my answer.
Sorry.
Actually, my original answer was going to be Amazing Spider-Man, but then I realized, oh, yeah, not technically in that universe. So, I know there are people who actually don't like the Captain America movie all that much.
I liked it.
Yeah, I've heard.
Yeah,
I liked all the Cinematic Universe movies so far. Like,
yeah, so have I.
My least favorite was probably Hulk, but even then, I didn't really mind Hulk.
Mine was Iron Man 2, but I still like Iron Man 2, so it's not like. Oh, Iron Man 2 sucks, which a lot of people actually think, surprisingly, but...
People are hard on a lot of things.
I actually had a lot of fun with Incredible Hulk.
I really liked that
movie. I had fun with Thor as well, which was funny because I didn't think I would laugh as much with Thor as I did.
There's a couple funny ones. Like, didn't he burst into a store? He's like, "Give me your horse" or something like that.
Yes, he went
he
to a pet
into
store.
A pet shop.
Your horse. Yeah, you know, they've done a really good job with that. Just that whole setup with all the setup movies and then the Avengers. I really like all of the movies.
Yay!
But if Captain America was so interesting, seeing the Human Torch become Captain America. And the Incredible Hulk was interesting because you saw the main antagonist from the Italian Job become the Hulk, and then he turned into Mark Ruffalo, who's
well,
from
the Human Torch became a skinny little CGI freak, and then became a blonde golden Adonis.
CGI freak.
That he became Captain America.
That'd be a funny insult to call someone like a really like ugly skinny person in person. You CGI freak? What does that even mean? You don't even know. Just walk away.
I know a lot of people had a problem with how that was done. I didn't really mind it, but he did still look weird, just generally as a person. If that was a person, I'm like, that guy looks really weird. There's no way he's gonna bulk up that much.
He's a super soldier.
Well, he did use the buff flex, so. Alright, next.
Adam Wentz, 1996, says, Bella's up in the living room. It's really bothering me. I don't know why she's there.
Damn it, Bella.
Go back to bed.
Go back to Edward.
Anyway. With so many people flipping a shit over Titanium being in the Mega War, how do you guys feel about it? I personally would like to find the Titanium suit and light it on fire. Stupid suit / person has caused so much drama that I would like to destroy it and get it out of the way.
I like also, this guy.
So why isn't anyone flipping out over Ace Squad or the Spirit Rangers or any other American Ranger? Why focus so much on the stupid, annoying character Ryan and an alright suit? Sorry for the long ramble, but this has been annoying me for a long time, and I needed to get it off my chest.
Because he was the first. That's the first.
I'm going to use his answer, because I like it. And it is actually how I feel. The whole Titanium thing is really annoying.
It really is. With everyone changing their avatars to it, support Titanium! Like, okay. And then he's got a stupid Titanium helmet, so...
Titanium?
What?
You know, because I explained this last time. Yeah.
It's got the mask thing.
I honestly prefer the, in terms of American Rangers, I prefer the Spirit Ranger suits, like, a lot.
I love the Spirit Ranger suits a lot, like, mostly because I've got such a hard on for Geki Ranger and Jungle Fury, but...
And Jungle Fury Elephant Ranger! Come on. He's way more badass than Ryan. Ryan was like, oh, I was raised by demons. Who hasn't been? I mean... Conda was raised in
I was raised by demons. Yeah, it's called parents. I don't really care or see what the point is to... People care too much about things.
Yeah. I lost it when people were like, oh, the Titanium suit's going to make the series better.
Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, the Titanium suit back. Maybe this will be better. I hate you so much.
Like, that being... I understand he's the first American Ranger, and that's great. But, like, it being there doesn't make the show better. It doesn't do anything to the show at all.
A single scene with that suit is not going to make the writing tolerable.
It's like when people go like, oh, Mario Kart 8's a stupid title. Yeah, it is a stupid title, but the game's probably going to be really good. Mario Kart 7 was really good, even though it had a stupid title.
It's just... Games do that.
It's just a title.
It's just... Mario Kart 8, I don't... So what? I didn't know people were actually complaining about that.
Yeah.
So I'm a little surprised right now.
A lot of it was because they said that like the actual title of the next Smash is Super Smash Brothers for 3DS and Super Smash Brothers for Wii U, which we might have talked about already.
We don't know. We don't know our life.
Maybe. I'm not sure. But yeah, anyway, people are stupid. So.
They are.
Hi, Bella. If you want to go outside, tough shit.
Such a good dog owner.
Let's see. Guys, Daniel, have you heard about the Indonesian Toku series? Yes.
Who cares about other Toku? Indonesian
talked about it for like 2 weeks. Rar Dino says, what weird reason would you want to have to become a cyborg or robot human of some sort? I would like to have a refrigerator in my chest so I could just store cheese. Like, store water and pop and cheese, just open up like a Teletubby except with a refrigerator. And less gay. Flawless answer.
I would like to be able to just turn on TV in my head so that whenever I'm anywhere else but home, I could just tune out people. So, like, I'm just sitting there in class, and I'd be like, let's turn on The Office, and then I'm just watching it.
Fair enough.
I'm already halfway there. I've already got metal bones.
It's hardcore shit right there.
Aerosol's like Will Smith and iRobot.
Aerosol is Will Smith.
Honestly, if I was given the option to just replace some of the, like, my leg or my hand, with a proper functioning robotic hand, I'd do it just because, you know, convenience, I guess.
Plus robot.
That and it's badass.
I want to have an attack
like
function.
I don't need a gimmick. I'm a robot.
I buy so gimmick. Many robots, I might as well be a robot. Right?
Robots.
Robots. Robot. Yep. Did you answer, Dawson?
Yeah.
Okay.
TV.
Oh, yeah, the TV. Okay.
Damn it, Brian. Shut so up. Forgettable.
Let's see. The Phantom Thong is back. back with another Twitter question. My question is, what would your superhero or Kamen Rider name be?
Dawson Rider? Already built in?
He said, what would your superpower or rider ability motif / gimmick be? I expect good answers from the mighty Shuki, the always sleeping Kevin. He's not even here. The intelligent Aerosol. Dawson.
Dawson. Yes.
Do I really need to say anything? No.
I think we've answered superpower questions before. I still would want electrokinesis so that when there's people in front of me in the toy aisle and I'm annoyed, I can just push them out of the way of electricity. Which basically would be like coal, and then I can float and do stuff.
You can float and do stuff, okay.
A rider motif, would that be? I'm trying to think of something funny for this.
Get the new guy's powers, and you can travel through, like, vents and stuff.
My name would be...
Shukun Shibobi.
Kamen Rider Shuki, because that exists already. I'd have the amazing ability to become a woman.
Amazing ability.
What?
No one heard that. I said with smaller boobs.
Yeah. I feel like my superpower to become a woman would actually make me more of a man.
Quote of the day. It sounds like you're a superhero being interviewed. Like, it's not really deep. Like, I feel like my superpower to become a woman makes me more of a man. You just picture being interviewed for that. I don't know what I'm going on a tangent about.
It happened again when we were at the supermarket. Yeah, Meyer getting groceries because we're running out of food in the house. So I took my mom's credit card and went to get groceries.
Thanks, ma'am.
And I was talking to Kat, and this lady was like behind us. I was like, oh, ladies, and I got really upset. And I didn't even turn around or acknowledge this person's existence. Just got really upset and said nothing. I was like, you go handle it.
You handle this bitch.
And I was like disgruntled the rest of the shopping trip. I was like, fuck this shit.
Disgruntled Brian. Brian's so depressed.
I'm tired of these stupid fuckers thinking I'm a woman. Man, what the fuck?
You should just get a shirt on the back and just say it's a boy. But then that would make it seem like you just had a kid. That'd be worse than being a woman. That sounded really bad.
Are we done yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
I kind of got lost in thought and didn't really come up with anything.
Okay.
Moment of silence for Bunny. Okay, there we go. We had it.
I didn't know what was going on. I keep hearing noises. Let's see. Andrew Booth 16 says,
watch out, guys. I gotta get security in here.
If you can make a Gashapon Gaia memory for yourself, what four phrases would you have on it? What would your henshin sound be? And if you want to, what would your after henshin catchphrase, like Kevin's henshin could be final thingies, after his catchphrase could be, I have a thingy and it's not final. These memories must work in the Lost Driver, and if anyone is absent, or if Kevin's dead at the time, Dawson, only Dawson, no one else can do it or help him, must make up the memory for that person. So Dawson has to make Kevin's memory.
It's because we're the same person. Actually, Kevin and I have been the same person all along. I just got tired of playing two characters. That's why he hasn't been here. Let me think. My personal henshin noise would be... So...
God damn it, I was eating.
Sorry. So four phrases. What are my catchphrases? Now I'm suddenly out of catchphrases.
At least you have catchphrases.
Why are you going so quiet? There's always so awesome, it's Dawson. Even though everything's more awesome than me. There's Dawson Rider, there's Austin Rider. There's two, and I just need to think of two more. No, I'm just thinking of references. I'm thinking of, like, How I Met Your Mother and Office quotes. Those aren't really mine.
I feel like mine would have to say, hey, YouTube Shukun Shinobi here.
It totally would. Take care and have a great one would be another one.
That would be the after engine phrase.
Transforms, take care and have a great one.
It's a very non-threatening end of engine phrase. I'll transform, take care and have a great one.
I want one of my catchphrases to be, bitch, those were Hebrew nationals.
That's your final one, your after henshin.
Yeah, that's my catchphrase after I transform. Bitch, those were Hebrew nationals. And I need one more, and then I gotta make Kevin's. What do I say a lot? You know, that's right. There, I'll pick that one. Well, if I think of another thing I say later, I'll just blurt it out. It might even happen at the beginning of the show. You never know. Let's see, Kevin's. Damn it, Kevin. He says so much.
Penis
would be one of them. His henshin noise would just be snoring. It would just be...
It should be that purring that he was doing a couple weeks ago. Yeah,
exactly that. One of them should be, you just suck at life.
Your mother.
That's his final phrase. Your mother. No, your mom's gay. That's his final phrase. When he transforms, he goes, your mom's gay.
I know I'm not supposed to help you, but I feel like his last one should just be silent.
Just be silent.
Press the button, does nothing.
He just stops being there.
Fair, then we have Kevin's memory.
I haven't came up with four phrases yet, but...
I came up with one, and I don't even say it the most.
What is it?
Why this?
Why this?
I said it once.
That would be a good, like, after transformation phrase. Like, you're just so disgruntled about being a Kamen Rider. Why this?
I kind of like that.
This is my life.
Okay.
I think your transformation phrase will just be the Gabutirin French jingle.
Gabu. Jeff asks, did you think there was anything missing from E3, but we have discussed that in our E3.
Yeah, we already discussed that. I mean, I remember it so clearly.
Yeah. Charlie Poppable says, favorite Mekhi Knight from the new season of Garo and why? Gokai Silver, because he's red. That's my only reason.
I still can't believe like, we not only have a relative of John Wilkes Booth, but a relative of Ron Stoppable. He gets such famous questionnaires.
I actually like Guy. The Mekhi Knight guy, not Ikari guy. I don't know. I dig his design. He's got sort of that asymmetrical head, and the bow's pretty cool. It's nice to see a non-melee knight.
Rubio.
The hell is that ringing noise?
I don't know. It's really annoying.
What ringing?
I feel like I'm dying.
Really high-pitched screech.
Wasn't me.
Well, clearly it was you if me and Aerosol heard and you didn't.
Well, what about the spaceship?
It's you, shut up.
No, it's not. You don't have any proof.
You have this audio recording.
Well...
Mm-hmm. Has there, oh, this is Rafi Fernandez. Has there ever been a character in a show or game you liked and didn't know why? Aaron in The Office.
Dude, she's so adorably stupid. She's like a grown-up version of Kat. So I usually know why I like characters. Right.
Yeah, there's usually not a character that I like that I can't explain somehow.
Yeah, I can't really think of anything.
That was fun.
It's a blast.
I think if you asked the opposite, it probably could work, but even then, I feel like I'd still have a reason.
So anyway, now it's time for
final things.
I got nothing. There's nothing of importance to say here.
We still might still have questions.
It's not final.
That's
apparently it was final.
Yeah. He sold it to buy for the house.
Stupid house.
I had to pay Tom Nook.
What really happened was Kevin forgot to save his game after he bought his house, and now Mr. Rossetti's all over him, so that's why he's not here.
Okay. I'm trying to... How does Valsparo's backpack work? I don't get it.
You plug it in. To the back. It's a little pack.
Ow.
When I was recording that today, I accidentally called, because at the end of it, I call Chris a job-stealing man-whore, but I screwed up one of the lines and ended up calling him a man-stealing whore.
That would work for Chris.
which might have sounded funnier.
So Kevin's gonna get on.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is that why you're playing with him? Not Kevin, Valsparos, there we go.
No. I was just playing with Valsparos because I finished him.
Damn it, Brian.
Speaking of LBXs, have you finished any more, Dawson?
No. Explained to Brian earlier, I've been busy not finishing them.
Oh.
I plan on doing it.
Having experienced the Akali's build, I can kind of see where you got a little bit confused, because even I was kind of like, wait, where are the pieces that I'm supposed to be getting?
Yeah.
I just like the mistakes that Dawson was making. They were funny.
Yeah. it is a little more complex than the normal builds.
Yeah.
Hole on this piece, puts it against the robot. Where's the hole? I don't know.
It's really funny because I got like the legs built for like the armor and whatnot. I'm like, I'm tired. I'll finish this tomorrow because it'll take a bit. And then like his waist up took like 5 minutes. I'm like, oh, that's pretty easy.
The armor itself doesn't take very long.
I kept messing up his joints where they like go the wrong way. So I'm like, I don't want him to look retarded.
I actually took a break in between building the little exoskeleton and the armor bits. I keep wanting to call it a tin pat, but that's Metabots. Metabots called the little guy underneath the tin pat.
This one's an armor frame? Armor frame! Attack function. Armor frame. It's not even a good attack. That's just being a skeleton.
Of course, skeleton's the inside, armor frame's outside.
Fuck you. Like the dick.
Oh, shit. Speaking of skeletons, I don't even know how that worked. Kevin, your final catchphrase is silence.
Aerosol is a penis.
Okay.
We got the catchphrase is good.
I can't tell if that's a step down from what I usually am in your eyes.
Look, we all know you're a fag, okay?
Well, but you just said...
Damn, I forgot to include fag in the catchphrases.
I'm so confused.
Future past.
It was a Twitter question.
What was the question?
Each of us has our own, what was it, Gashapon memory.
Yeah, kind
of. So we picked like 4 phrases. and the last one was supposed to be our apprehension phrase.
Nice.
I could only.
What was mine?
Silence.
The last one was.
The other ones were penis. Your mom's gay. I don't remember the other ones.
Snoring, I think.
Oh yeah, snoring was the jingle. We had to do jingle too. Who asked that one?
I don't know. I kind of like the idea of your mom's gay being the henshin jingle. I'm dying.
Okay.
Oh, thank God.
Sweet. Okay.
It's the beginning.
Oh, that was recording. That's neat.
It's been recording this whole time?
4 minutes.
The call's coming from inside the house. Doesn't even make sense. That's what Jenning says.
I love this thing. It's one of those, like, you know, little pictures with the people put text under, and it's the eHarmony thing. It says, sorry, your application to join our matchmaking service has been rejected. You failed question number 14. What do you like most in a woman? My dick was not an acceptable answer.
Hello, welcome to our season.
Your mom is a whore.
Hello, welcome to our season 4.
I'm a whore.
You're my mom?
Oh, Brian got in there before Kevin could.
Ew.
Oh, God. Baby.
I love how hopeful Brian's, you know, voice sounded.
Like, you're my mom. He found his mom.
After so long.
That's better than most Toku people do. They can't find their dad, so.
Hello, welcome to our season.
There, I saw the fag.
I really hate this season. I don't know when that became a number, but I hate it.
Bye, Kevin.
Bye-bye.
I just love how you put that. Like, normally it's like, oh, well, Kevin's gonna disappear, or, you know, he's gonna die again. No, we gotta Kevin's take him out back farm. And we gotta shoot him in the head.
Like, oh, Kevin's going off to the farm with the other Kevins, and then, nope.
Kevin Malone.
Kevin, it's Roy. Watch out.
Oh, well, that went.
Something about Arthur. Once they changed the voice actors, that show totally went downhill. Just kidding. If only we could have worked some solid Arthur discussion into Ramble Time.
I love how we had a like just this random Bionicles rant.
I don't got album art for that one.
We're gonna have to try to work more of those in as summer goes on until the shows come back. We'll just keep a list of completely random topics that might start a tangent. First item on the list, Dunkaroos.
What's with you and Dunkaroos?
I don't know. They were good. I remember liking them. They have chocolate.
You can still find them.
I know. I haven't found them, though, obviously. That'll be the next hunt during MorphCon 4. Ha! I got the number right this time. Sorry. I usually say 2 or 3, so... Because, you know, I forget to count because I'm stupid.
Okay. Yep.
Let's just end it on that orgasm noise Brian just made.
Well, but seriously, what don't you...
Like, how does it...
Like, what's confusing you?
How does it pack the back?
How does it fold up? Is it supposed to, like, stick out like some sort of retard?
Sort of retard.
The blades just fold inward and...
Okay. Whatever.
Well, the instructions show you how to do it.
Well, it shows it all, like, neatly folded up, but I can't get it to do that.
Make sure all of them are, like, twisted the same way, because I know it. The swords, like, fold in two different places.
Yeah, that was really weird.
Well, we have a other podcast to do still, so...
Oh, my God.